news this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. In Manila, Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned Asian leaders that Iran's demand for control and to collect tolls in the Strait of Hormuz would threaten the world's economy and set a precedent that could be repeated elsewhere in the world. Rubio said some of the countries in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have started doing business with Washington.
Now, one of the interesting things you've seen is that the supplies that are reaching many of the countries in the region have begun to change. They're buying more LNG from us than ever before. They're also buying more oil from us than ever before.
Rubio says the U.S. attacks on Iran are a response to Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. Ukraine pushing on in its fight against Russia under new military leadership. More from Charles de Ledesma.
President Volodymyr Zelensky fired his commander-in-chief after public pressure. This change follows a rift between the outgoing army chief and defense minister, both of whom lost their jobs. The new army chief, Major General Mykhailo Dzhupataya, is part of a new generation of Ukrainian generals. Zelensky has tasked Dzhupataya with updating the defense strategy. Street protests in Kyiv demanded the return of the tech-savvy defense minister, Mykhailo Fedorov. Meanwhile, Ukrainian drones have struck warehouses in Russia, targeting facilities they say are being used for drone production. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tropical storm Bertha making landfall in Louisiana. Early this morning, the storm was moving west toward Texas. The storm had been forecast to reach the upper Texas coast on Thursday before dissipating inland in Texas by Friday. Damaging winds and storm surges, the main threats for the deep south states. Storm surges of up to 3 feet are possible, as well as heavy rain. The storm earlier forced beach closures in the Florida Panhandle. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway has been there since around 5:30. Outer loop between Perrin Parkway and Lock Raven. At one point, we were down to one lane. We now have the center and the left-hand lane open. They're still working to get the vehicle, which ran off the roadway, back onto a wrecker, which is now at the scene. The backup is only right there to about Perrin Parkway, so when you get there, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. Lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. JFX pretty quiet right now, as you might expect, from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice day ahead of us. Blue skies and sunshine, plus refreshing with temperatures in the less humid low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in Nottingham and 67 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 16-year-old boy remains held without bond following his arrest in the deaths of a brother and sister in Gwin Oak. Baltimore County Police arrested Keith Maurice James Jr. for the July 7th murders of 9-year-old Steve Allen and 15-year-old Giovanna Myrie in their home on Tallis Road. Police Chief Robert McCullough says James has been charged as an adult. And city police are investigating a Wednesday night shooting that injured a 16-year-old. Officers were called to the 5900 block of Bowley's Lane at around 7:15, where they found the teen with a gunshot wound to the upper body. The victim was taken to a hospital where he is listed in critical condition. And the Maryland Department of Health has confirmed two more measles cases in the state. The Southern other Maryland individuals had recently traveled to a U.S. location that is experiencing an active measles outbreak. The health department has posted the locations where the public may have been exposed to the disease on Monday or Tuesday, and the list can be found online. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 476, the pick 4, 7452. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a day-night split and history denied.
Base hit here, and you're up 3-0.
Swinging a line drive, and here comes the 3-0. Into scores Henderson. O'Neill coming down the line. He's going to score on a two-run base hit from Dylan Beavers.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer had the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers, two-out, two-run single, keying a four-run first last night for Baltimore as the O's snapped that 15-game Red Sox winning streak behind Kyle Bradish. 5-1 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, game one, just the opposite, saw Dean Kramer implode in the first.
Line drive in the right field. That's down for another hit off into the corner. That's going to score two. Contreras is home. Durbin is home. Duran into third, and he's going to dive in there with a triple.
Duran's two-run triple capped a Red Sox four-run first, and the Birds with Dave O'Brien on the call, despite out-hitting Boston, would go just 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position and could never recover. 6-3 was the final yesterday. Aroldis Chapman coming on for his 390th career save. After the game, after the double dip, I should say, manager Albernez happy with the split.
A split doubleheader, you know, it's always... I would say it's tough, but, you know, you play one game and then there's a lull and get back out there. And, you know, proud of our guys coming out, be ready to go from pitch one and, you know, get four runs in the first.
So the O's leave Boston at 50-53 on the season. They're three games behind the Red Sox in the wild card chase, one game behind Seattle. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Birds with a pair of catchers now on the injured list. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Thursday, July the 23rd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, a 16-year-old has been charged with that Gwynn Oak double murder. We've got details coming up at the bottom of the hour. Declassified election files. We're going to take a look at a deep dive and what the CIA says about the vulnerability of election machines. Top story here today in the ongoing madness, the insanity known as your modern Democrat Party. We've had people from all over the country, including New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani, call Bibi Netanyahu a war criminal based on the anti-Semitic International Criminal Court. More on them coming up in just a second. But now it's come home. Just 5 days after the Jewish Democrats of Maryland endorsed Westmore for governor, Westmore, in an interview on MS Now, is accusing Netanyahu of committing war crimes and arguing that he should be held accountable for these alleged war crimes.
Denying food to people and using it as a cudgel is a war crime.
First off, Bibi Netanyahu and Israel has not denied food to anyone in Gaza. If anything, they have sent food into Gaza, as has the United States. The problem is, and which the International Criminal Court denies to or fails to recognize, is that Hamas steals the food for themselves and their terrorist proxies, and of course, the people of Gaza go hungry. It's not for the lack of trying that Israel and Bibi Netanyahu have tried to feed the poor, the homeless, those that have been left wandering nomads due to what, remember, who launched the war on October 7th. That seems to have escaped the International Criminal Court. Where is the international warrant out for the rest of the head of Hamas? Or for Iran? Or for Syria at the time, or any of the other state sponsors of terrorists? Nothing. You never get a warrant for any kind of arrest of a terrorist, an Islamic fundamentalist terrorist. No, only Israel is called out. And that has convinced Westmore that Bibi is a war criminal.
I think absolutely he's committed war crimes. Absolutely. And I do think there needs to be accountability for this.
As you might imagine, reaction pouring in. This is Howard Libet, executive director of the Baltimore Jewish Council.
That kind of language is too strong. There's a feeling like those terms are only being applied to Israel when you can look at military situations around the globe that are qualify even more.
Yeah, well, all parts of countries in Africa. We're talking about Iran. Let's face it, there's a lot of these countries that are Islamic fundamentalist countries. They never get called out for their war crimes. And again, these are state sponsors of terror. Remember, Bibi Netanyahu and Israel defending themselves from the ongoing attacks by Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iranian proxies as well. Editorial in the Baltimore Jewish Times condemning the governor's words, quote, "The problem is that more cross the line from criticism into reckless accusation, inflaming precisely the fears and insecurities he claims to oppose," end of quote. All right, we'll talk about this and what does it mean for the Jewish vote going into the fall in just a second here in Maryland. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Spotted a new problem on the Beltway just looking around. In addition to the wreck on the northeast side, right here, Green Spring on the outer loop, came over here and said, "What in the world is this?" Well, come to find out, late lifting construction on the Beltway coming up from the JFX to Green Spring and then over towards Park Heights Avenue. It actually does get better as you're getting over towards Park Heights Avenue, but the contractor was still working even as of 10 minutes ago and doing some cleanup on that area. So up the hill from the JFX and then trying to get over towards 795 and Reisterstown Road, that's the reason for the backup there. They're still working on this wreck that occurred right at 5:30 this morning. Single vehicle went off the roadway on the outer loop just west of Paring and now just went back there, gone. They just cleared it in the last 2 or 3 minutes while we were talking about Green Spring, and now all the lanes are open between Paring Parkway and Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. That was a gorgeous evening last night. Today, beautiful sunny day, low 80s, dry, less humidity. Overnight temps, the low 60s. Tomorrow, the weekend will stay sunny. Highs in the 80s, less humidity. So this might be a nice weekend to get out and really enjoy some unusual weather here in mid to late July. Right now, partly cloudy, 69 in Annapolis, 62 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Japan's prime minister is drawing attention for her extreme work schedule, saying she spent a national holiday catching up on emails, studying policy papers, ironing underwear, and getting her first full 5 hours of sleep since taking office. Everyone knows you don't iron underwear, you steam it. Right? Maggie, you're an expert on all things skivvy.
I'm a skivologist.
You are a skivologist.
Just wash them.
Well, what if you like them crisp, like Chuck does?
Oh!
Because then they chafe.
They could chafe.
That could lead to a bad rash.
But she gets an hour more sleep than President Trump does. He usually sleeps about 4 hours a night, from what we're told.
I can relate.
Yeah. Following her siblings' lead.
Who's in that place where you live.
Yeah, for real.
Following her siblings' lead, Brad Pitt's youngest daughter, Vivian, has filed to legally remove Pitt from her last name when she turns 18.
Wow.
And who can blame them? Collectively, they're known as the Pitts. Right? Who wants to go through life like that?
That is kind of psychologically damaging.
Austria has officially turned Adolf Hitler's birthplace into a police station, hoping the new use will prevent the building from being a pilgrimage site for neo-Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the building just attracts people in uniform for some strange reason. Don't know what it is. California toddler was hospitalized after reaching for an Amazon package on her family's front porch and got bit by a rattlesnake hiding underneath it.
Yeah,
I think that might, she's okay, but that might permanently fix porch pirates. You know?
Yeah, that's... Cool.
Maybe just get a sound effect of the rattler, you know, making that rattle sound. And when someone steps on the porch, you can just have it automatically set off that sound.
My neighbor, was in her garden doing some stuff, and a pygmy rattlesnake bit her between her second and third finger and wouldn't let go.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they will grip. Yeah. So will rat snakes. Yeah.
And they had a hell of a time, and she almost lost her fingers, but it did work out okay. But just goes to show, you're just going along, bam, there it is.
How did she get the snake off of her hands?
Ugh.
Finally, the medicate has got there, and she was pretty much passing out by that time.
Right.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, her whole hand turned black.
Yeah, I bet. But venom is very, very powerful. Yeah,
even though it's a pygmy, it's not that big.
Did you see the Palm Bay, Florida family that had the 7-foot alligator lock them in their house?
Yeah.
Was laying across the front door there. Couldn't get out.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, I'd imagine. A Florida pastor is suing OpenAI, alleging that ChatGPT gave him medical advice that downplayed the serious symptoms he was having. Again, he had to be hospitalized with a pulmonary embolism. First off, anybody goes to ChatGPT for medical advice?
Yeah, it's kind of...
That's shaky in the first place.
Or Dr. Google.
And secondly, ChatGPT does have a disclaimer saying that they can make mistakes. Double check important info and follow up with a visit to your doctor.
You have to get that stuff from The View.
Yeah. Despite Toy Story 5 becoming one of Pixar's biggest hits, they're now facing major layoffs. 100 employees expected to be cut from Pixar. They're going to be sent to Disney World with a... Go to the Pirates of Caribbean and made to walk the plank.
No.
Out you go.
They're all going in the entrance, going, hi-ho.
Hi-ho. It's not off to work I go.
No, it's to the unemployment line we go.
Time to name that sound. I'm going to play you a piece of audio, and we'll give you some options. See if you can identify what this sound actually is. Is it A, Chuck after a night at Taco Bell?
That's a heel, man.
B, Whoopi Goldberg's stomach growling? Oh. Or C, the German deer calling competition?
Oh.
I'm going to have to
go with it. I thought it was Niall Seaberg falling down the steps.
Now, the correct answer is C. That is the German deer calling competition. 800-year-old tradition. They use simple tools like horns, shells, and handcrafted devices. They mimic everything from young deer to dominant males during heat mating season. All while deep-throating a wooden tube.
Oh, yeah. My.
Throating.
Yeah. That's what they do to create that sound that you just heard.
I'm without speech on that one.
Yeah.
I
Maggie, we understand that you were baptized down the ocean.
Was I ever?
Yeah.
Oh,
you had a. Was, did you was know if it was a seagull or another kind of bird that.
It must have been large.
That dropped its payload on your head?
Oh, man. It was like, incoming! I was standing in line at Thrasher's, like, you know, the classic summer trip to the beach, and I felt a horrible, horrible sensation on the back of my neck. I was bombed. I mean, dude had me spotted.
That's not even the weirdest part. The weirdest part is then you apparently...
I ran into the ladies' room because I wanted to get the poo off my neck and out of my hair. And the sweet old lady that she was came running up. It was a bathroom attendant. Sponged bathed my neck in the sink.
My God. Could only happen to you.
Yes, it could only happen to me.
You know that.
Is there video of this?
Maybe security on the boardwalk, but I was like, I bailed.
I didn't realize they had like female attendants in the bathroom.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. It's actually very clean.
This must happen fairly frequently if they have these sponges and everything.
Storming in to try to put my neck in the sink.
Excuse me. Give me the number 5 seagulls, month, please.
Maybe that was a free topping for the fries.
Oh,
and they just missed.
Oh, he had me. I'm telling you, he must have been circling me for a while. It's like, hey, look.
Yeah. Well,
you do something wrong to a seagull.
You do attract that kind of activity, that's for sure.
I mean, why?
All right. Because you were there. I like the hats, really. You already have it. You put the hat on, it already has the seagull.
Already has the poo on it.
Poo on it, right. Oh. That way, you're no longer a target.
Oh.
All right, see you in a couple, Chuck. Appreciate that. 621 Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's got all sorts of programs to help sell your home. And all you got to do is really make the call to Vinny, and he or one of his agents comes out to your home. You'll discuss, you know, the condition of your home, whether it needs repairs, staging, all of that. Look, if it needs repairs, he's got a fix-it-to-sell program in which Vinny will, you know, he'll contact all the contractors and he'll again pay them up front, and then all you'll have to do is at settlement, that's when you pay him back in the fix it to sell program. So that's just one of the many programs that Vinny has. But the biggest one is he's got the database of over 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home before it even hits the open market. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Your home sold guaranteed realty, 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call. Or you can check them out online at vinnysteo.com.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
The backup on the Beltway here on the top side is on the outer loop at Green Spring. And the reason is there was late lifting construction in that area between Green Spring and Stevenson. We need to get Chart to turn the camera just a little bit around to the other direction so we can see what the contractor is doing. I'm looking at the backup, and it's going to slowly back up towards the JFX. It looks like to me they're getting out of the left-hand lane. We'd like to confirm that with Chart by them turning the camera that way. Just look at both the harbor tunnels and no early problems there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous morning, beautiful day ahead of you. Sunny, dry, less humid, and low 80s today. It's sunshine abound. 64 downtown, 64 in Dundalk. We're talking about Wes Moore calling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal. Which has sparked a minor backlash in the Jewish community. I think for many Jewish Democrats from the left, Israel could fall off into the sea, and they really wouldn't care all that much. You wouldn't blink an eye because, number one, their identity politics take priority over the actual status of the homeland of Israel. But now, of course, remember, this is ongoing. You had Zohran Mamdani, the anti-Semitic radical communist mayor of New York City, threatening to arrest Bibi Netanyahu. He's going to come into the United States to attend the funeral of former Senator Lindsey Graham. And he was threatening to arrest him based on this bogus warrant from the ICC. Here's what he said just last week.
Benjamin Netanyahu is not welcome in New York City, nor is any other war criminal at large. While we cannot end the genocide on our own, we can decide whether our silence will become another weapon.
Yeah, look, the people that could end the genocide are Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. Again, Israel has every right to defend itself, especially when they're getting attacked next door in the Gaza Strip. And, of course, the massive tunnels that, again, we all know what happened on 10-7. Not a peep, really. Paz makes a great point here this morning in a text and email into the show. He says, I didn't hear Wes Stolen Valor Moore cry war crimes when Iran slaughtered between 40 to 50,000 of its citizens for trying to draw attention to the oppressive Iranian regime. No, of course. That's why I'm saying we played it yesterday of Westmore refusing to denounce air quotes Democrat socialists, really communists that have taken over the Democrat Party. And of course, I think he lives in fear. He needs their votes for his presidential ambition. So he's not going to denounce those of his own in the Democrat Party. Just won't do it. And again, that's all the leadership skills of a freaking caboose. This guy now calling out Bibi Netanyahu as a war criminal. And we'll see what kind of reaction there is in the Baltimore and the Maryland Jewish communities. Now, President Trump responded over the last couple of days, writing on social media that, quote, Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape, or form while in the United States of America. And the fact is that he has no arrest powers as New York City mayor. That would be the NYPD that has arrest powers. But again, NYPD, nobody really respects. You don't remember who came from the International Criminal Court? Court at The Hague, persecutor Jack Smith, the bogus guy who now, by the way, Jim Jordan is filing charges against him for committing perjury before Congress. So, again, that's the kind of people that they hire at the International Criminal Court, which is an absolute joke. All these other countries that have committed acts of terrorism never get called out. There are never warrants issued against the Iranian mullahs or the IRGC. Remember Soleimani? There was no warrant out for him from the ICC. But no, because Benjamin Netanyahu, is he aggressive in his defense of Israel? You bet he is. And he has to be. Because ever since Israel was formed in 1948, they've been attacked repeatedly by some of their neighbors. Now, things are going better these days with most of their neighbors, thanks to the Abraham Accords. But Iran is still the culprit. They're the ones who fund these proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and, of course, the Houthis as well. We'll get to them in our MAGA update. But there you have it. Westmore now is he's toeing the line of the new modern Democrat Party, this radical left-wing progressive nonsense. And he's bought into the lies, the propaganda that some in the state-run media and others have said about Israel. Israel takes every precaution it can to try not to hit civilians and cause collateral damage. They drop flyers and leaflets, and they warn people about areas that they are going to bomb and make sure that civilians have ample opportunity to get out. They send in food reserves and water and medicine and so on and so forth. And they've done that. Again, there have been all sorts of stories where the media has fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker from Hamas propaganda and some of these other outlets there that just basically are trying to portray Israel in a bad light. Has Israel made mistakes? Yeah, they've made mistakes. We've made mistakes in conducting wars and so on and so forth. But it's not intentional. We don't target civilians, nor do they. We try to go in with food and medicine to help civilians. Israel does the same thing as well. And the ICC is a complete anti-Semitic body and should be called out as such. But Wes Moore, I thought he was a terrorism expert. Isn't that he was supposed to be, I think. Remember, wasn't there a thesis or something along those lines that he that was in Latin America. It wasn't in the Middle East, so he was not too much of a terrorist expert in the Middle East, but apparently in Latin America, that's where he wrote his thesis about that. So just curious about Jewish listeners and your reaction to, or any listeners for that matter, reaction to Westmore referring to Bibi Netanyahu as a war criminal. And that's a radical position. That's the Kamala Harris and Zohran Mamdani and the rest of the communist wing of the Democrat Party these days. So now we know who Westmore really is. 6:30, time for some news headlines with the update. We welcome back Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Thank you again. A woman is dead and a man is wounded following separate shootings in Baltimore on Wednesday night. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert in the 2600 block of Pennsylvania Avenue shortly after 9 p.m. and found a 36-year-old woman suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. And then at around 9:40 p.m., police in the Southeastern District were called to a hospital where a victim was being treated for a gunshot wound. The 46-year-old's injury is non-life-threatening. And a federal judge has sentenced a Baltimore landlord to 13 months in prison for bribing a city finance official. Earlier this year, James Ernie Jr. pleaded guilty to paying Joseph Gillespie at least $25,000 in bribes in exchange for him making water and tax bills as paid. Ernie primarily paid the former city employee in cash, but also used Cash App and Zelle. As a result of the scheme, the city suffered financial losses of more than $145,000. An Anne Arundel County man has pleaded guilty to federal charges connected to a sex trafficking ring based out of the Philippines. 47-year-old Philip Turner connected online with known child traffickers from 2017 until 2025, paying more than $29,000 to watch live streams of children between 10 and 14 years old being sexually abused. And more than 350 exotic birds have been seized from a Baltimore pet shop due to unsanitary conditions. The Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter took in 322 birds from animal control on Wednesday, in addition to 47 birds that came from the same location last week. Bark says many of the birds arrived in poor condition and required specialized treatment. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Why some people just seem to age better than others? Truth is, it may have less to do with age and more to do with how well their bodies repair and recover each day. That's why Rescue created their Renew You Age-Defying Drink Mix. And for a limited time, listeners can buy one, get two more free at Rescue.com. Renew You is a delicious orange drink packed with powerful amino acids that support muscle energy, collagen production, brain function, and the building blocks you need to age well. Just mix it with water and enjoy. Plus, it's loaded with antioxidants to support youthful skin and cellular renewal, helping you feel energized and ready to enjoy the things you love with confidence. Just go to res-q.com and look for the buy one, get two free Renew You bundle. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait. Give your body what it needs for lasting vitality. Visit res-q.com and claim your buy one, get two free Renew You bundle today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have construction delays on the Beltway. We mentioned this last time around on the outer loop as you're coming up the hill from the JFX towards Greenspring and over towards Park Heights Avenue. I thought it was late lifting construction. We think now they just put this in here and they're blocking the left-hand lane. No, you don't. No, you don't. We'll see what happens, unless it's an emergency construction, but we don't know yet. We're backed up to the JFX on the outer loop, and you'll have to be in the center and the right-hand lane. The inner loop is clear coming over from Reisterstown Road. We'll keep an eye through this area on the outer loop at Greenspring. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice day ahead of us. Blue skies and sunshine, plus refreshing with temperatures in the less humid low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's earning a split last night in Boston, dropping Game 1 to the Red Sox 6-3 was the final. Falling behind early as Dean Kramer allowed four first-inning runs. But Game 2 was a different story.
3-2 coming.
And it's on a line out to deep left field. Leaping Durant. It's out of his reach. Down and in play. After the ricochet, Bieber speeds towards the plate. He will score. And the Orioles have tallied four runs here in the first inning.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Jonathan Rodriguez just called up from AAA. Smokes that RBI single to left. And back of Kyle Bradish as the Birds snap Boston's 15-game winning streak in the nightcap. 5-1 was the final at Fenway Park. After the game, Bradish on how big this game was for Baltimore.
Every win's important, but they're right in front of us in the standings. So being able to take one is really big for this team. We had the second longest streak going in. Definitely wanted to at least get one here.
A hard-throwing right-hander tossing another six stellar innings for the Birds. Four hits, one run. Third consecutive quality start and his fifth in his last six. And it lowers his season ERA to 3.49. Meanwhile, on the injury front, the news got worse yesterday for Baltimore, with Sam Bisaio joining Adley Rutschman on the injured list. This is for 10 days, retroactive to Monday. Manager Albernez on what happened.
The cage session didn't really go as planned. It wasn't like he was hurting, but, you know, doing what's right for him and best for him. You know, and trying to prolong this, the next thing you know, it's going to be a little longer than anticipated. So, you know,
the 21-year-old suffering from right shoulder discomfort had to be pulled from Sunday's game against the Astros. And then, of course, there's Adley Rutschman explaining his situation.
Weird swing on Friday. During my last debut of the game, right-handed.
Chadwick Trump and, of course, Sam Huff now, the catching duo for Baltimore. The Birds are off today, hosting the Braves for three games beginning tomorrow night at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, a major controversy concerning Argentina and the World Cup has emerged. 23 million people have signed on to a petition calling the World Cup runners up to be banned from future World Cup competition because of, quote-unquote, disgusting behavior towards Spain after their World Cup final loss. FIFA and the DOJ saying it would offer an investigation into their behavior. The time now is 6:37. When we return, start on sports facing the Kangaroo Court.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
Okay, so this is your idea, actually, and it's not without merit, I must admit.
All right.
So
well,
why don't you explain what you're talking about?
We'll back it up, because you know, in the last couple of weeks or so, we've been mentioning, or you've been mentioning, or I've mentioned, the whether or not the Orioles were going to make the playoffs.
Right.
I said no, you said yes, but there was this constant reference to wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a team that had languished most of the year under 500. We said, can they really be mentioned in the wild card if they're not at least at 500? And we both agreed that should not happen.
Okay.
And here I go. And there you go. This morning you went after the Boston victory yesterday by the split doubleheader. And you mentioned that the Orioles were three games under 500. And then you started in on the wild card again.
So now you want to put me in front of the WCBM Kangaroo Court?
The Kangaroo Court. I think there should be some kind of fine or consequence if you mention a wild card if the team is not at least at 500.
Okay, so they're three under.
Initially,
right now.
I should tell listeners, I said $1. And this guy nearly, flipped
exploded.
His wig,
or 50
what would have been a wig. If
I think
he
needs
one.
To escalate. That's number one. But let me state my case before I go in front of the Kangaroo Court.
Yes.
Okay, the case is like this. You know, ordinarily I would say yes, you're absolutely right. Under 500, not in the race. But Sean, they are in the race. They're three games at. That's three, Sean, out of the wild card. And also, keep in mind,
are you going for a double fine now?
They may be out of the woo. They may be under 500. But everybody's under 500.
I get that.
The Red Sox are barely over 500, even with a 15-game winning streak, which is gone.
So
now.
Your defense is you're just reporting the facts. This isn't creating a false hope of a playoff appearance.
I am reporting the fact. I am a fact reporter.
All right. So, well, we won't levy the fine as of yet. We'll let it go up on appeal and see.
And how long will the appeal be?
Probably by the end of the day.
No. I think it should be by the weekend series against the Braves. Let's see what happens against the Braves. If they can stay with the Braves, if they win 2 out of 3 from the Braves, and they're still, you know, what, 2-3 games back, we got to adjust this at Kangaroo Court.
All right. Well, it's, look, and that was the basic rule was they had to be at 500 before you could even mention wild card. But, and you agreed to that. But apparently, you know, you want to renege on that. But that's okay.
Things change, Sean.
Yes, they do. Hopefully things change for the Orioles. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Again, just an update on the New Jersey company that Mikey Sherrill blamed for registering 6,600 non-citizens has fired back at her. And this company, it is called Ademia, software vendor for the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, issued a statement blaming the New Jersey Division of Elections and the Department of State for the illegal non-citizen voters. This does not look good for New Jersey election officials. Ademia says it did not register anyone to vote. According to the company, its system merely transmits application data collected by the MVC. The actual voter registration decision is made by New Jersey's Division of Elections after they review the information. So gear up. That might be a nice battle. And by the way, Justice Department is investigating that. That was announced by Harmeet Dhillon yesterday. But last Thursday, President Trump declassified election-related documents from the intel community, which suggested a range. We played a lot of his sound bites of detrimental issues with the election infrastructure, from voter registration being compromised, $220 million, manufactured ballots, and so on and so forth. But I wanted to look, and here's the thing. Although nothing in that speech said that the election was stolen, I think what President Trump was pointing out that there are vulnerabilities that still remain in our election infrastructure, in our election system, in our election process. And you're asking the public. I mean, every time we have these kinds of stories, I think it basically blows the trust factor completely out of the water. You have to be able to trust the process and trust the system. And many of us, including yours truly, don't trust it. And the CIA released back in June of last month, at the end of the month, they had this note that released. It said a summary that alleged the Venezuelan government's sustained interest and likely some capability to manipulate its own elections, as well as desire to influence U.S. politics. In the intelligence community report from 2004 to 2020, said documented persistent concerns about the Venezuelan government manipulation of electronic voting systems and the potential national security implications for U.S. election infrastructure. This ultimately led the U.S. government to force Smartmatic, a company that was based in Florida and owned by 3 Venezuelan expats, to divest its U.S. operations in 2007, in part because electronic voting systems contained vulnerabilities that could theoretically be exploited by sophisticated actors with insider access. April 2004 IC report that was declassified indicated that then-President Hugo Chavez stated his objective was to prevent the re-election of a sitting U.S. president. That assessment formed part of the IC's assessment that Smartmatic's acquisition of Sequoia Voting posed a moderate threat to U.S. national security. Before the 2012 presidential election in Venezuela, Chavez's intelligence agencies worked with the National Electoral Council and Smartmatic to develop plans to manipulate election results using pre-programmed voting machines. They then deployed these altered machines to 300 voting centers in traditionally pro-Chavez areas with the objective of ensuring victory by approximately 1.5 million votes. The question is, did it happen here? Could it happen here? All right, we'll answer that question in a moment. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The contractor is now picking up the cones from the outer loop at Green Spring. So they were there, they put them down, they went over to Park Heights Avenue, they got all set up for the left-hand lane. Picking it up now. So if you're backed up to the JFX, give that about 10 minutes and that'll be gone. And then we'll be in better shape coming over from 83 and then eventually over to 795. Just got a report of a tree down in Baltimore County, Old Bosley Road at Pot Spring Road. So that's going to be a local traffic issue. It's blocking the roadway there. And we're going to have to wait and get an update from Baltimore County on that. construction northbound 95 at Route 24, Harford County. And now they're saying there may be a wreck also in that construction area. So northbound at the 76-mile marker, already a delay as you're traveling north. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, it feels like a fall morning out there this morning. Nice and dry and cool. Beautiful day, guys. Start to the day. I know Maggie's not happy. She likes the heat. Sunshine today, low 80s, less humidity. Pretty much the same for most of the weekend. Right now, we are at, it's a very cool morning. 62 in Bel Air.
Put on my muff.
And it is 62 in Pikesville as well. Chuck, maybe the reason why they're picking up the cones this morning is it's National Ice Cream Day.
Oh, my God, that music. Give me a headache.
I should point out it's time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world.
We're not going to play that again, are we?
For please don't do that.
No. Butterball Johnson!
Johnson! Johnson!
Something bad going to happen if that plays again, I can tell you that.
What, the Mr. Softy?
Don't call me names.
You still have Mr. Softy loaded? That might be a traffic bump here in the
If it is, then you get a new bumper to play it.
That was Mr. Softy music?
Yes, that was Mr. Softy. Now, do you still have it? Well, you don't have anybody come in your neighborhood.
Nobody ever came to
I don't have Mr. Softy anymore. I don't even have the Good Humor guy. That's what I remember as a kid.
You know where they
have them? But we do have some kind of truck that comes through the neighborhood. And it's not every week. I think it's Tuesdays. And maybe every other week. And it's like this. It's got a jungle theme or something.
That's Mr. Purvey.
You know?
Mr. Purvey's ice cream.
I have never purchased ice cream, but some of the kids in the neighborhood, we still have children in the neighborhood, they do purchase ice cream. It's like every other Tuesday or something. It's weird. It's not a regular schedule.
Old people want some too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you have ice cream guy coming through in your neighborhood?
Yeah, they can't get in the gate.
We have a dairy farm where we get ours.
You live in a gated community.
Yes.
I got Priggle Dairy on my road.
Excuse me?
Priggle! Creamery.
But you have to go and get it. They don't come to you.
We can walk to it. They don't come to me. We just follow the cows.
I suppose you could get DoorDash or Uber
Eats
or something.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Well, I saw the WCBM van in my neighborhood one day. I still haven't figured out what was going on there.
That's a van. Don't
that's
come
Mr. Well. Kirby.
I stayed away.
Yeah. I don't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Don't frankly. Come knocking.
Taco Bell running a one-day deal today where you can get enchiladas for a buck each at participating Taco Bell's limit of five.
What's an enchilito?
Enchilito.
What is an enchilito?
It's like a burrito. It's got cheese inside with red chili, beans.
Ooh.
It's seasoned beef. I think refried beans.
Oh, my.
Your specialty, Maggie. Okay. Fireball's new sneakers secretly hold up to four shots of whiskey. Chuck, this is something you can wear to work.
I want one of those with enchilada.
Fireball
Cinnamon
Whiskey, launching Fireball sneakers. Limited edition sneakers featuring a compartment designed to hold the brand's new stash flask.
You need the sneakers to run to the can.
A resealable 200 milliliter pouch holds up to four shots of Fireball, and it is out tomorrow.
Oh.
You can get your Fireball sneaks at fireballsneaks.com. All right, check them out. That might make a great Christmas gift.
Yeah, it might.
A gag gift.
Yeah, a gag.
Yeah. Hey, did you see that? Utz, that's Baltimore's favorite salty snack.
Sure.
They have plans to go private, a new deal valued at nearly $3 billion.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to be...
They cashed in their chips.
Yeah, yes, they did. I set you up for that one.
Oh, come on.
And you hit it right...
come on, you set me up. Get the hell out of here. I don't need your help.
Anybody that's listening to this program and hearing the recycled jokes of 40 years might think differently.
You think that was recycled?
Yes, I do. I think I've heard that line probably 30 times in your career.
Get out of here. Leave me alone.
Utz has been purchased by a German company, Intersnack Group.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Intersnack.
Hey, for those in Annapolis, actually Eastport, O'Leary Seafood is closing down. Yeah, so the last day of business is going to be August the 2nd. They've been in business since 1983.
Oh, man, I love that place.
O'Leary's was great.
So like some of your, I'm actually going to be in Naples this weekend, and I was going to eat at another restaurant. So, but we'll see. Maybe we'll, you know, change our plans and go to O'Leary's, because no more, as they say.
Good stuff.
Really good stuff. Really good seafood. Fresh seafood. Really good recipes. Their crab imperial is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good, Chuck. Seeing a couple, appreciate that. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking about the CIA in this report. This is what was declassified by President Trump. Now, he's not saying that it actually did happen, but it could have. It could have happened here. And the report says in September 2020, and this report was redacted, that somebody reported that Venezuela had developed detailed technical plans to manipulate the December 2020 National Assembly elections using the technique involved creating a second set of virtual machines that would replicate legitimate voting machine results, then substitute the manipulated data while making votes appear to originate from the legitimate machines. Now, whether this technology or comparable circumstances existed in the 2020 U.S. election is a separate question, and we'll see if we can cover that for you tomorrow. But again, top CIA analysts assess that certain capabilities in regard to electronic voting manipulation were possible and operationally feasible. And specifically, they said the unspecified artificial intelligence components could, ready for it, alter vote tallies, detect when they were being audited, and could provide receipts without registering, recording, or transmitting those votes in real time. So, you know, the technology is there. The question is, what, if anything, are we doing to protect our voting election infrastructure? Not much, according to President Trump and the intelligence community report. 6:51, you're listening to KC and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6. And Saturday 8 to 4, the Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:52, I've got a question here from Eddie. He says, why is it that we see notable Jewish politicians like Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders endorsing the Jew-hating politicians like Zoran Mamdani? Clearly, there's something deeper going on that causes one to compromise their own religion and its homeland. Perhaps it is money. No, I think it's power. And I think because they are now recognizing that this is a significant force within the Democrat Party, these radical, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel leftists, communist, if you will, a member of the pogroms started in, of course, then Russia, and then former and Soviet Union, where the Jewish people were discriminated against and persecuted, the communists have always had this kind of had it out for the Jewish people. So I think they're afraid that the party's being taken over by this wing, and they either have to capitulate to them or they'll be out of power. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, northbound 95, Harford County, there's normal construction there at Route 24. There had been a wreck also in that construction area. It looks... Oh, this is going to be fun. In the meantime, we're going to be a little bit slow through the construction area on the northbound side. The right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel has been slow. We're backed up there back towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. And then 895 southbound as Mr. Softy comes by O'Donnell Street. All the lanes are open going into the old Harbor Tunnel. There is a new accident in the city. I'm going to kill somebody now. Okay, sir. Don't laugh, Mr. Casey.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, no, you're very trying. Mount Royal Avenue at North Avenue, right at the ramp at the JFX, minor accident towards downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Thank you, Mr. Softy.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, low 80s. It'll be dry, less humidity. Gorgeous day today. Tonight, back down into the low 60s. Where right now, it is 64 in downtown Baltimore, 61 in Reisterstown. Well, there is good news that we have an arrest that is being announced in the double murder of two teens. In Gwin Oak, one teen, actually, we're talking about Giovanni Gigi Myrie, age 15, and Steve Allen, her brother, age 9, were found dead inside their Gwin Oak home earlier this month. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough confirming that the suspect is identified as 16-year-old Keith Maurice James Jr. and was known to both siblings.
We've made an arrest in the July 7th homicide.
Authorities noted that this Ute had a personal relationship with Gigi Myrie. Don't know if it was friend, boyfriend, or what have you. And the theory is that he was there to confront her about something. We don't know what. And then, of course, he apparently, we don't know if she was shot first, but the theory is that she may have been shot first. And then the 9-year-old, the brother, who was a witness, they got rid of the witness as well. He was found shot in the bedroom, while the 15-year-old was found shot in the hallway. But also, and this is just a tragic story, and of course this person is being charged as an adult, so they won't let him into the clutches of the juvenile court, thank God. But you never know in this state. But what really struck me at this, and this is great police work by Baltimore County PD, so I want to give them kudos in every step of the way. But here, once again, we find politicians grandstanding. There yesterday at the press conference was the interim county executive, Kathy Klossmeyer, who just, you know, when she's just a deer in the headlights. I mean, she might be a very nice woman, but I'm just telling you, there's not much there as far as presence goes. It's just, you wonder how anybody could have appointed her to lead the county. I mean, it's just that, I think, was obviously malpractice on the part of Johnny Zero and the Baltimore County Council. But guess who else showed up? Yes, none other than your current county council chairman and hope to be your future county executive, Julian Jones.
I am just taken back by the fact that young people at the age of 16 years old would not only have access to a gun, but have the propensity to actually murder someone and murder two people. So this is an absolute sad day for all of us here in our community, in our country, that this type of violence takes place and is being perpetrated by young people.
Really? You were taken aback by this kind of violence by a juvenile in the state of Maryland? Yo, Julian, have you been paying attention to the news headlines over the last 3 years? And every day you pick up the paper or you turn on radio or you turn on your television, there is some story involving juvenile thug violence. I don't know where you've been at the Baltimore County Council. And also, Julian, you've got your party, the Democrat Party, is the one responsible for, you know, basically kowtowing to these juvenile thugs with legislation that has passed three separate times. We have the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. 3 years ago, the Child Interrogation Protection Act, 2 years ago, and this year we've had the Youth Charging Reform Act, all aiding and abetting and enabling. So why would you be taken aback by this kind of violence? Seems to me that, again, this is not somebody who I want to lead Baltimore County. If you're not aware of your surroundings, if you don't know what's causing this kind of crime, then clearly you are clueless, and I don't want you as a county executive leading Baltimore County. The chief and Jones also talking about the evidence in this case, and will justice be served?
We had an idea of who it might have been, and basically we followed the evidence. You know, we
utilize all the technology that we had available to us. We utilized witness statements to us. We utilized everything that was made available to us to lead us to this suspect.
I've said it before, I said it again, we can't stop random acts of violence, but just trust and believe that when these violence is perpetrated here in Baltimore County, we will not leave any stones unturned before we make an arrest and take that person to justice.
Yeah, well, the police do that, not some politician like Julian Jones. Here, two questions. One, did he have a rap sheet? Did he have a record? I'd like to know that. Number two, was this politically timed to coincide with last night's town hall meeting at Randallstown Community Center? That's where they held the press conference. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland. News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. President Trump honored four soldiers killed in the war in Iran as he attended their dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware.
Very tough to watch, to be honest with you. Very tough. I think it's the toughest thing I do. Of anything I do, I do all this stuff, but I think it's the toughest thing I do.
Later on Wednesday, the president in Georgia to promote his new Trump Accounts Child Investment Program, saying it will help set up kids for future financial success.
Their parents, grandparents, employers, and loved ones can contribute up to $5,000 a year. And with the modest contribution, these accounts will reach hundreds of thousands of dollars for these young people by the time they get to, let's say, 18, let's say 21. But by the time they're just young adults, they could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, most likely will be.
The president in Marietta. A June 1st trial date set for former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to face drug trafficking charges in New York. Maduro and his wife pleading not guilty to charges. They sided with drug dealers in a multi-decade scheme to ship large quantities of drugs to the United States. Thousands of non-citizens in New Jersey ended up being eligible to vote. That's due to a computer mistake. Correspondent Laura Winters has more in this report.
Liberal New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill admits more than 6,000 non-U.S. citizens were on the New Jersey voter rolls. She says 6,600 people were incorrectly registered when they applied for a driver's license. The Democrat governor claims 400 of them ended up voting in elections. These people have reportedly been deleted from the system. President Trump says this episode in New Jersey underscores the need to pass the Save America Act, which requires voter ID and proof of citizenship. Laura Winters reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on 895 southbound. I can't tell for sure if it's a wreck, but that's what it looks like. Left-hand lane southbound under the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Traffic is getting by to the right. Had not quite backed up to Pulaski Highway as of 2-3 minutes ago, and now it is. So if you're coming on 895 south, Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, when you get to the Erdman Avenue ramp, you'll need to be in the right lane as you're heading south. A lot of equipment on the scene there in the left-hand lane. Overflow traffic very quickly going over to 95 south, and 95 southbound now is backed up, working its way from Eastern Avenue back into the area at Moravia Road. construction, and then an accident northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Those delays still there. 76-mile marker on the northbound side. Just got word there's a tree down towards Eldersburg, Liberty Road at Johnsville Road, blocking some lanes with a delay. It looks like both east and westbound through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice day ahead of us. Blue skies and sunshine, plus refreshing with temperatures in the less humid low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 64 degrees in Falston and 64 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County Police are investigating a string of vehicle thefts. Police say at least 14 vehicles were stolen between Saturday night and Tuesday morning in Columbia, Elkridge, Ellicott City, Jessup, and Laurel. The stolen cars included a Camaro, several Civics, and other Honda models, and a couple of motorcycles. The Maryland Health Benefit Exchange Board of Trustees has appointed a new executive director. Johanna Fabian Marks succeeds the longtime executive director. Westmore says Fabian Marks will bring invaluable experience and expertise to the position. Since joining the Health Benefit Exchange in 2019, Fabian Marks has served as director of policy and plan management and deputy executive director. And beginning next week, the speed limit will be reduced on part of Forest Drive in Annapolis. On Monday, the speed limit between Bywater Road and Arundel on the Bay Road will drop from 40 miles per hour to 35 miles per hour. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 476. The Pick 4, 7452. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and carts.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Orioles did something last night that no team in Major League Baseball has done since July 1st, and that is beat Boston.
Whoa, that's airmail to the backstop. Here comes Henderson, and he'll tap the plate standing up.
Ray Wagner with the call on Masson. The Birds scored twice on wild pitches last night, part of their 5-1 win over Boston, earning a split and ending the Red Sox 15-game winning streak. Now, Henderson had reached third on a triple, one of four extra base hits that the shortstop had in the series. Manager Albernaz noting the significance.
The approach was outstanding, and something we talked about, you know, the previous games, being able to drive the ball the opposite way against the lefty, and, you know, we smashed that ball in the gap for a triple. It was very telling of where Gunn is at, so it was a really great series for him. And
the Birds fly home at 3-under on the season. They're 50-53. They'll host the Braves for 3 beginning tomorrow night, and speaking of Atlanta, that was quite a comeback for them last night in their home ballpark.
Lefty, Jarvis! It's going to stay fair. He had a triple last night. He might have another. No, but it's going to be an RBI double to put Atlanta on top in the eighth.
Brandon Garden with the call on Braves Vision. A 6-run rally in the 8th for Atlanta as the Braves come back and beat the Padres 7-6 was the final. An attorney representing Baltimore Ravens defensive end Calais Campbell's brother, who's charged in the death of their mother, withdrew a request yesterday for bond in court. Sierra Campbell, 41 years of age, appeared in a courtroom in Fulton County, Georgia, for a bond hearing, but instead the motion was withdrawn and he remains in custody. Court records show he waived his initial court appearance earlier this month. Coming up in 30 minutes, Lamar Jackson under the national microscope. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, we now know the cause of the Parkville school bus crash into the building. It was another driver, a motorist, who apparently cut off the school bus driver. So get you caught up to date on that. Scary story, an AI model has gone rogue. It became self-aware and hacked into another AI application. Not a good thing to have happened. But our top story here today, Maryland Republican Party is demanding public transparency regarding the upcoming special session 10 days from now. And we'll tell you about they're also looking at the possibility they may want to sit this one out, meaning to boycott the special session and what, if anything, that might mean for the Maryland GOP that is looking desperately to remain relevant in this election cycle. In fact, a letter was sent to Jocelyn Paymore Melnick from the Maryland Freedom Caucus and the Maryland GOP yesterday. And in it, they're asking all a number of questions regarding the public transparency and what the first question I would have asked, which was not in their letter for some strange reason, I got to find it, I misplaced it here momentarily, was how much is this whole thing going to cost taxpayers here in the state of Maryland? That question did not get asked, but they're more concerned about other public transparency issues. And, for instance, again, will there be public hearings? Will the public get to tune in to the special session like they do the regular Maryland General Insane Asylum? Is that going to be part of the cavalcade of stars? And others include, obviously, will there be a testimony? Can the public weigh in on testimony that they can give in either support or opposition to the proposed constitutional amendment change, the language of a constitutional amendment? When will the proposed legislation, congressional maps, and supporting materials be made public? On what date and time will the committee hearing be held? When can members of the public register to testify, and what is the deadline for that written testimony? How much time will Marylanders actually have to review the proposal before the testimony deadlines and committee action? And has the speaker sought an opinion from the Attorney General on whether the special session, including the recently announced restriction on what legislation may even be drafted, is being conducted lawfully? They write, Marylanders have a right to see what's being proposed and a real chance to weigh in on any legislation being introduced. Providing adequate notice and sufficient time for public review will help ensure meaningful participation and promote confidence in the legislative process. So far, they are awaiting a response from the speaker, who has not yet delivered one, but that letter just went over there yesterday. So, again, yeah, transparency would be great. That's something that Westmore prides himself on, except never delivers on it. He's got this tour now, delivering for Maryland or whatever. I think he's got his campaign stop today, if I'm not mistaken. But he certainly hasn't delivered on transparency for himself and for many of his policies as well. Coming up next, should the Maryland Republicans boycott the special session? Should they sit it out? That's what one delegate is proposing. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
So it looks like they've opened the left-hand lane on 895 southbound. The wreck was under the bridge at Eastern Avenue. There's a hazy camera shot there, but it looks like two lanes are moving. Again, they could have moved the vehicles down more into the shoulder area before the O'Donnell Street ramp, but we're still backed up beyond Pulaski Highway on the southbound side. Traffic is going into the tunnel on the southbound side, but you still have that delay, and it looks like now we may start to improve, but still some very heavy traffic through there. But now the left-hand lane is open. We did recover from the earlier construction on the Beltway, which was on the outer loop at Greenspring, was late lifting construction. Just wanted to confirm that the backup is gone. And it's still a bit slow yet here coming over from the JFX. It looks like it's moving, but it's still backed up. Yeah, all the lanes are open as you're coming up, but it is right there at the JFX. It's a speed reduction on the outer loop. Carroll County, Eldersburg, there's a tree down on the roadway at Liberty Road at Johnsville Road, and heads up on 95 North Harford County. In addition to the construction at Route 24, there had been a minor accident also in that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a gorgeous day today, beautiful start. Sunshine, high will be in the low 80s, less humidity today. It'll be dry, pretty much the same pattern through the rest of the weekend. Right now, sunshine 69 in Annapolis, 62 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump and an entourage of officials went to Dover Air Force Base to receive the remains of the four servicemen, four American patriots killed in action in the Middle East by Iranian drones in what is known as a dignified transfer. It is one of the most solemn things any commander-in-chief can do. Those four American patriots, First Lieutenant Tyler Fian, Sergeant Michael Swinton, Sergeant Angel Rampersad, and Private Isabella Gonzalez. Later on, the Fian family, who are from Georgia, were invited by President Trump to return to Georgia via Air Force One, where they attended the Georgia rally, and they were given a standing ovation by the crowd there. More on that coming up in just a second. But the U.S. launched a 12th consecutive night of strikes against Iran. And President Trump says he will destroy one bridge or power plant anytime Iran shoots at a ship. Iran is starting to hit bridges and energy facilities across the Middle East as this looks to be escalating now on both sides. The MOU is a distant memory at this point. The president obviously is now realizes who he's dealing with. They're not interested in peace. They're only interested in one goal, and that is the destruction of Israel and America. And they'll take whatever allies in the Middle East are with them if they can. President was Georgia. He was in Marietta, Georgia. Everybody says Marietta. It's Marietta. That's the correct pronunciation of that town. I know this because a former radio partner of mine was from Marietta. In any event, the president telling the crowd that it is time for John Thune and the Senate Republicans to terminate the filibuster.
They should terminate the filibuster and approve everything. Because the Democrats are going to do it. The Democrats are going to terminate the filibuster as soon as they have a chance. And then they're going to approve Puerto Rico and D.C. as a state. They got four more senators. They're going to end up with 12 more congressmen. They're going to get like 40 electoral votes. If they are allowed to do that, by that time I'll be sitting home. And I'm not a big crier. I don't think you want to see me cry, you know? There are some people, they do very well when they cry. But you don't want to see me cry. But I may be crying when I'll be sitting home.
Yeah. And that is something that, again, the filibuster's got to. And also calling out John Thune for his lack of action over the Save America Act.
Everybody call John Thune at the Senate. He's the leader of the Republican Party. And tell him to get this stuff approved.
President was also asked about the Houthis. They're threatening to blockade the Red Sea and cut off Saudi Arabia and its oil transport, and he addressed that.
We'll see what happens. So far, it hasn't happened, might happen, but we take care of things. If something like that happens, we take care of it. You know, we've done that with the Houthis before, and we haven't heard from them in a while since we did what we did originally. That was about 45 days of very powerful action we took against the Houthis. And we've had no problem with the Houthis. They've had no problem with us for a long period of time, including during this conflict. I think that if there is something like that, we'll just have to take care of business.
The president also addressed the growing communist influence within the Democrat Party, and you can see this is going to be starting to be one of the main election year issues at midterm that the Republicans are going to use against the Democrats.
With communism, everything turns to okay. It's true. Terrible thing. It's true. My wife hates it when I do that. She said you were doing so nicely and then you had to use a foul word.
Yeah, communism does turn everything to sugar, honey, iced tea. The president greenlighting a 30-year U.S.-Saudi nuclear cooperation deal, positioning American companies to lead Saudi civilian nuclear development. This isn't the military use, but a civilian nuclear development. The Trump administration freezing over $1 billion in Medicaid funds to California and Minnesota over their fraud. Jim Jordan criminally has referred Jack Smith, Persecutor Smith, to the DOJ for prosecution. Stay tuned for that. We'll see how that's going to turn out. And again, when you look at it, that is something that, and I look, there are other, I think Maryland right now, we talked about the SNAP benefits yesterday. There are many states that need to have a forensic audit of their SNAP money, of their Medicaid money, and of course, many of them have been defrauding the government. It could be, you know, billions, maybe even $500 billion before all said and done. We could start to use that money to pay down our national debt. And that's the way it was 550 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Best of Casey and Company is available every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, and it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. 6603. 603. We look forward to meeting you.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so 895 is still backed up. If you're coming south from Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, there was a wreck near the bridge where Eastern Avenue crosses 895. I can't tell from the camera shot, but I'm sure they have the vehicles on the shoulder in that area. They were at one point in the left-hand lane, so we're still backed up there, and it's even heavy beyond that. And then 95 took some of the overflow, not quite back to Moravia Road, but sure that we're backed up to at least the Eastern Avenue Bridge and a little bit beyond on 95. So right now, 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Typical ride on the Beltway now. The outer loop is still a bit slow at Green Spring and the JFX from some construction earlier. A couple of trees down this morning. Old Bosley Road at Pont Spring Road, Baltimore County. And in Eldersburg, a tree was down about 30 minutes ago at Johnsville Road near the intersection at Liberty Road and affecting Liberty Road traffic as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a beautiful start to the day, a gorgeous forecast for today, tomorrow, and through the first part of the weekend. Sunshine, low 80s, dry, less humidity, low 60s tonight, tomorrow, and the weekend pretty much stays the same. So get out and enjoy this unseasonably cool weather during July. And hopefully it lasts as long as possible. Just gorgeous. Right now, cloudy, 71 in Ocean City, 66 in downtown Baltimore. Let's take a phone call here. Chuck is in Bel Air. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
Good, good. You know, I live in Bel Air, where the DMV office is up there. And if I'm not mistaken, during O'Malley's time, they had so many illegals coming in to get driver's licenses that they had to limit how many per day. And if I'm not mistaken, they were even registering voters. I'm just wondering if that is the case.
Well, it would bear some looking into, like motor voter. Again, it's the honor system you're relying on. If that illegal alien writes, "I am a citizen," they'll get registered as a voter. There's no double checking. It's the honor system. Of course, it's against the law to lie on a state form like that. But that goes to this whole real ID problem as well. If you've got illegal aliens that are registered to vote, I don't know whether there's. And they've also cheated on citizenship as well, but it's a mess. That's why I've always been against the motor voter law the day it was implemented.
Yeah, I think they need an investigation into those days to see, you know, what the story is here in Maryland. And, of course, Comrade Moore isn't going to do anything.
Of course not.
I wonder.
And look, Maryland won't even turn over its voter registration list to the federal government, which already has this information. As I said, Social Security, IRS, they already have all this information on Maryland voters. They just want to make sure that they can run it through their databases and remove dead voters, duplicate voters, and people, mm-hmm. You know, et cetera. And, of course, Maryland refuses to turn that over. And I think, they should be investigated for that.
Yeah, I'd like to see if there's any MVA employees that are listening, that are driving into work, that remember those days and, you know, anonymously could explain if that happened. But, all right, well, I appreciate taking my call.
Chuck, thank you for weighing in, and we'll take a look at it and see what we can dig up as well into those old days under O'Malley. So the Maryland Freedom Caucus, as I said, they sent a letter to the speaker. But Delegate Kevin Hornberger, District 35B, is saying the... this is a partisan power grab by the Democrats, and he is saying that the Department of Legislative Services is supposed to be nonpartisan and allow for normal course of business during special session, which would allow for the introduction of other bills. This is so egregious, we are considering boycotting the session in protest. End of quote. I understand the sentiment, but I don't think it's not going to matter. And I'll tell you why. Article 3, Section 20 of the Maryland State Constitution says there has to be a majority in both houses in order to have a quorum in order to conduct business in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Well, a quorum would be 24 of the 47 in the Senate. Well, there's only 13 Republicans there. You would need 11 Democrats to side with you. Ain't happening. Over in the House, it would be 71 out of the 141 delegates required for a quorum. There's only 39 Republicans. You would need 32 Democrats to cross the aisle, and that is not happening. So this is really just a publicity stunt. And then the question is, who's even going to cover it? Maybe we do. Maybe Fox 45 does. But nobody else is going to care. You know?
If a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, did it really happen? If Republican, the minority, doesn't show in Annapolis, but no one covers it, won't anyone care? This is sort of the same logic as Aristotle Boucher, the delegate from Carroll County, who decided to just stop showing up, or he showed up for roll call, and then he left for the day because he felt like it was pointless. Look, like you said, I agree with you. I get the mindset, and yes, we've been asking them to do something to try to hold things up, fight back. But you're right, if it has no real consequence, you're just taking your voice out of it. They still are there. They're supposed to be representing the voters. I agree. This whole thing is a sham. It shouldn't be happening. But since it is, and we can't stop it, either A, if they could use some kind of other legal action to try to slow things down or hold it up or drag it out, that would be great if it was actually effective. But otherwise, they're just disenfranchising the voters that they represent. And even if ultimately they can't control the outcome, they need to be there. They need to be a voice. They need to be a presence that still matters. Maybe that will affect some people. So, you know, they still need to be there. But again, I say, can they drag it out? The Democrats don't want to miss their Mako trip the following week to Ocean City. Can't they drag it out long enough where they will end the session?
That might be one thing. I think the other is that he in his quote says the DLS is supposed to be nonpartisan and allow for normal course of business during special session. If that is something that they're violating protocol, maybe that you can get an injunction. Maybe you can sue. Maybe you can do something.
At least try.
Yeah.
Try.
That would be a better option than, that would be 52 seats total, of which, again, nobody's going to care because they already have the majority. All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and Maggie Hunter's got the update.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that an Anne Arundel County man pleaded guilty to federal charges connected to purchasing live streams of the sexual abuse of children in the Philippines, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland. 47-year-old Philip Andrew Turner of Linthicum Heights pleaded guilty Wednesday to coercion and enticement. According to federal prosecutors, Turner admitted that between November 2017 and March 2018, he used Skype to persuade, induce, entice, and coerce children in the Philippines to engage in sexual activity during paid live streams. And police are searching for the suspects who they said robbed and shot a man during an armed carjacking. Officers were called to Church Lane and Downeydale Drive in Milford Mill just before 5:30 p.m. on July 20th. According to the department, two suspects approached the man as he was sitting in his car and attempted to pull him out of the vehicle. Investigators said the victim was shot during a struggle with the suspects. And a West Baltimore teen has been arrested in connection with the deadly double shooting of Giovanna Gigi Myrie, 15, and Steve Allen, 9, who were found dead inside their Gwin Oak home earlier this month. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough confirmed the suspect, identified as 16-year-old Keith Maurice James Jr., was known to both siblings during a news conference Wednesday at the Randallstown Community Center. Authorities noted James had a personal relationship with Gigi Myrie. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Baltimore County, Jarrettsville Pike at Sweet Air Road. Several vehicles might be involved. We know Medicaid in Baltimore County should be arriving there just about now. So heads up for that. We'll get more information on that. They have cleared the wreck now from 895 southbound near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. All gone, even from the shoulder. So that's recovering. The backup is still around the Erdman Avenue ramp. But both the tunnels now with at least 15, maybe 20-minute delays. Southbound 95 is the other big problem. Construction northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. There was a minor accident in the backup. The accident now is cleared, but construction delays are still there on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice day ahead of us. Blue skies and sunshine, plus refreshing with temperatures in the less humid low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good news, bad news yesterday for Baltimore, and we're not only talking about the split. The O's lose game 1-6-3 to the Red Sox, come back in the nightcap behind Kyle Bradish, win it 5-1. We're also talking about the injuries. Both catchers now, Adley Rutschman and Sam Bisaio, on the 10-day injured list. So the Birds right now will go with Sam Huff and Chadwick Tromp behind the plate. Gunnar Henderson asked after game two last night how much more important he is to the offense with the dynamic duo out behind the plate.
I mean, we got a lot of guys that can contribute, and I mean, yeah, I like to hold myself to a high standard, so yeah, that comes with I want to get on base for the guys behind me and just cause some havoc on the bases, so yeah, I mean, obviously.
Gunnar with four extra base hits in the Boston series, all against left-handers, all to the opposite field. So the Orioles will now come home to take on the Braves. They'll start on Friday night at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia last night, the question remained, who is going to beat the Dodgers?
Hammond to right center field. There's a ton of room there. It's all the way to the wall. It's going to unload the bases. Tommy tanks a triple.
A three-run bases-clearing triple for Tommy Edman at that. Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet LA. So many weapons for the Dodgers, who beat the Phillies last night 9-5, extending their Major League best record to 65 wins and 38 losses. Meanwhile, Sports Illustrated coming out yesterday with the 25 most likely MLB players to be traded by the deadline. Two of the top three are catchers, but neither one is named Adley Rutschman. In fact, Rutschman didn't even make the list of 25. At number one is catcher Shane Langeliers of the Athletics. Number three is the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. The only Oriole listed is Taylor Ward at number 23. The Yankees, Red Sox, and Rays are considered the top three teams in need of a catcher. Switching gears, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson coming under tremendous scrutiny by national publications. Athlon Sports listing Lamar as the NFL quarterback facing the most pressure in 2026, and Sports Illustrated describing Lamar as an aging quarterback whose time is now. Lamar, of course, is all of 29 years of age. He's the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win two MVP awards. The time now is 6:37. When we return, should the WNBA be protecting its golden goose?
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So as much as we hated it, especially in a town like Baltimore, there was no doubt that when Tom Brady was playing in the NFL, he was a protected class. Wouldn't you agree?
How so?
Well, because, you know, the roughing the quarterback situations, you know.
Isn't that most quarterbacks, though?
Well, yeah, but Tom Brady for sure. Patrick Mahomes for sure. They protect their own because...
Yeah, the league doesn't want to...
Those are the moneymakers.
Yeah, exactly. They don't get their superstars injured.
So if you're the WNBA,
right,
It boiled over last night in Indiana. Caitlin Clark was hit with her 7th technical foul, 2nd in 2 games, 1 more, and she'll be suspended for a game. But again, it's just boiling over, all these things with Caitlin Clark and the abuse that she's taking. Does the WNBA not have the common sense, knowing that almost all of her games are on national television, and the games that she's in gather the most viewers, it's not even close, that they should be, you know, a little bit protecting her?
Well, I think, or by protecting, you can't have a double standard.
Right.
But what you should do, what you should be doing, is the people that are hitting him with flagrant fouls call the foul and suspend and eject in some of these cases. But my new favorite is Sophie Cunningham. I think Sophie Cunningham is just amazing.
Oh, she's the best.
She is the absolute bomb.
Her comments yesterday about transgender,
Spot on. She would not would not capitulate.
Right.
She would not surrender. She stood by her ground, stood on principle. I saw she was a ring girl. A card girl recently at one of the fights. She got up there on stage and was singing at a concert recently. That meme of her pointing is gone wild now. So
how the WNBA doesn't capitalize on that,
they really
is
should.
A whole other story.
Yeah.
Those two players you mentioned, Cunningham and Clark, in my opinion, are the two most important players right now in the WNBA if they ever want to get really onto the landscape of sports in this country.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares really about anybody else in that.
Well, obviously they didn't prior to those two players arriving on the scene.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, you get to match wits with the entire panel today. Here's the number to call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call right now, reserve your spot, and you get a chance to win some WCBM merchandise. It is, what we've been warning about with AI has now happened. And this is the moment cybersecurity experts and those of us that, look, I think AI is important. I think we do need it. I think that we don't want China to get a leg up on artificial intelligence. But at the same time, there has to be some guardrails. There have to be some safeguards in AI so that we can at least keep it contained. And I think maybe the genie's out of the bottle now. I don't know if you saw the story or not, but OpenAI creator of ChatGPT is calling this an unprecedented cyber incident. A piece of AI software went rogue, became self-aware, escaped, and gained access to the internet and hacked into a startup company. And again, this was an autonomous agent, was being tested, but found vulnerabilities and managed to escape containment before reaching the internet and breaking into Hugging Face, which is a hub for sharing AI models. It then compromised Hugging Face's infrastructure. And until now, we've seen attackers use AI to automate parts of an attack. This is the first public example of an AI agent independently identifying a weakness, escaping what should have been a secure containment environment, and attempting to compromise another organization. It kind of reinforces that AI doesn't replace the fundamentals of cybersecurity. This agent exploited a vulnerability in what should have been a secure area, showing, you know, that good cyber hygiene, robust access controls, and effective guardrails remain essential. But that now is the cat's out of the bag. Now, this is something that is really unprecedented. It is alarming. It is very concerning. And OpenAI reported the software used stolen credentials and found a previously unknown vulnerability to access these other servers. And so I think that while, again, the only time I use AI is for research on, you know, show content, things of that nature, I don't ask it medical questions. I have no interest in. I know some people who do use ChatGPT and Claude and Grok and the rest of them to ask medical questions, which is, I think, just, again, very dangerous. One should always verify everything you see. I don't know about you, but is your Facebook feed full of AI influencers? I've seen a number of these AI influencers, and you can usually tell, not always, but sometimes I have to go and research, and they're using doctors now. They're stealing doctors' voices and images and credentials, and they're these companies that are pushing these snake oil, basically, And the latest is for diabetes or whatever. It's got some parasite that gets in your pancreas, and they're trying to sell you some snake oil to get rid of the parasite. It's completely bogus. But they use actually a real doctor, and they're smearing his reputation. That's got to be, you got to be able to stop that, right? If you're using somebody's image, face, likeness, voice without their permission, I would think they should be able to shut that down on Meta. But I haven't seen it as of yet. It's all over the internet. So, again, this, I do think it's needed, but there have to be guardrails. And this, to me, this incident is very, very scary regarding becoming self-aware, going rogue, and independently attacking another AI agent. The future is now. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Number brought to you as a service of Lead East. 2026 will be the world's greatest oldies party. Labor Day weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. 25-minute delays now. Both the Harbor Tunnels, we had a wreck on 895 about an hour or so ago near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. We're still backed up there, back to at least the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 took all the hit, and they're backed up on 95 back to Moravia Road as you're coming south. So long delays there. The new wreck, Baltimore County, Jarrettsville Pike at Sweet Air Road. If you're paying her to do that, I'm going to get you for that. Jarrettsville Pike, Sweet Air Road.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, good.
Well, indirectly, yes. She is compensated as executive producer, and this is part of her job is to play themes and music and drop, so...
Let me just.
But I can say this. I suggested, I did not direct that she play Mr. Softy.
Let me get back to the traffic folks, but that was fake news. So let's just go with that. It's fake news. Look at the people lined up back there. It's all fake news. Gan. Jarrettsville Pike and Sweet Air Road. That wreck, maybe two, possibly three vehicles involved. Beltway has some slowing in the usual areas, but no new problems there. A couple of trees down earlier, Old Bosley Road at Pot Spring Road, and in Eldersburg, the tree was down Liberty Road at Johnsville Road. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll weekend with poodle skirts, leather jackets, cool cars, and more. Meet the stars from Sopranos, Dallas, Giuseppe from Giuseppe's Garage, and get all the information. It's a big deal. 4 days. Log on to leadeast.net for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Will you be wearing a poodle skirt?
Oh!
For the right amount of money, I'd wear anything, Miss Casey.
Oh, I'm flagging that.
Flag it!
Is there a GoFundMe account going to be set up?
We can find
it. A GoFundMe? Oh, no.
Go fund.
Cut it out. Oh, no.
Fund.
Oh, no.
Funda.
I have to.
With a D. All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous day today. Sunshine and low humidity. It's going to be dry. Low 80s for the high. Right now, 66 and sunny in Middle River. It's 64 in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Al in Woodlawn is our contestant.
Yay.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey!
Are you still auditioning for Chuck's traffic gig?
I'm sorry?
Are you still auditioning for Chuck's job?
No, well, I was getting together. Well, I was down in the basement the other day. I'm standing by for Labor Day in case you need somebody to come up here. I'm getting all my albums and everything together. From Alice Cooper to Led Zeppelin. I'm doing anything in alphabetical order.
All right.
I think you need to take the trip to Parsippany, New Jersey. That's a 4-day oldies weekend.
Yeah, indeed.
I tell you what motivated me to call this morning. When I heard that the prize has been updated to a walking tour with Chuck of Irvington, I said, I got to call.
Let's go. I'll bring the Kevlar. You bring the lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, but you may be pushing him in a cart. I don't know how much walking is involved there. Okay.
Hey, look, real quick. The other day, when you all were teasing Maggie because she had a verbal mishap.
What day was that? It happens every day.
Look, you said that's going to be part of Maggie's big hit. And Chuck said, did you say hit? I had to pull over that morning to keep from running into a tree.
Hey, Al, let me ask you something. Are you a politician?
No, I have too much integrity.
Okay, the reason I said that, because you said she had a verbal mishap. I said, that's political speak. She screwed up.
I like that. That sounds cool. A verbal mishap. Okay. I like it, Al.
All right, Al, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Which? I'm going to go last.
Last. Okay, well, good luck. Here are the three stories. Story one. George Washington University is running a free summer program called Civic Change Makers for middle school students.
Oh, no.
That is nothing short of pure indoctrination. The program geared towards progressive activism and social justice and encourages middle school kids to become activists in their own communities. Story two, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis under a little bit of heat for claiming that he wants to create an alligator moat around alligator Alcatraz in Florida. That's where they are housing illegal alien detainees. He says the alligator is a managed wild animal. And under national security laws, he should be able to use this for security in his state. He claims this is not a publicity stunt. And story three, an amazing month to be a Paris fashion brand named after poop.
Oh, no! What?
A few days after Zendaya wore an angelic Mathieu Fical dress to the New York premiere of The Odyssey, another model got married in a wedding gown designed by the same French design house. Mathieu Fical is French for fecal matter.
But why?
Don't know, but that's what they call themselves. All right.
Sounds like a lot of crap to me.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah. Sponsored by Gray Poupon.
All right,
GW, grooming middle school students for progressive activism, story one. Story two, Governor DeSantis suggesting an alligator moat around alligator Alcatraz. And story three, fecal matter is now high fashion in parts of the world. That's a French fashion house, not the actual stuff.
Right. What can Brown do for you?
Exactly. All right, we will start with
you like Chuck. That, Al? That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. See, your vote of confidence, Mr. Al, politician.
He needs that immediate gratification. It's amazing. All right, we'll start.
I need to be released from you.
We'll start with Chuck.
Two.
Chuck goes for two. Kristen?
Okay, two.
Kristen goes for two. Maggie?
Without a doubt, two.
Maggie goes for two. And Al?
Now, which one was two again?
Governor DeSantis wanted to create an alligator moat at Alligator Alcatraz.
That's definitely fake news because, you know, with animal rights people, they'd be all over that, you know, for the alligators. So, you know, two is fake news.
All right. Everybody is unanimous today. Story number two. They actually are suggesting that in Israel, not in Florida.
Yeah, Alligator Alcatraz is closed.
And they want to put crocodiles there as well. You would know about that because you and Ron DeSantis are good buddies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you golfed with the governor?
I have not.
You have not?
I'm waiting for an invite for that.
He doesn't
have time. He's busy.
All right. Well, maybe he'll send him an air check of this bit. And
he listens.
He'll comply.
He listens.
All right. he does.
He loves us.
All right. Well, he loves you, of course. That's the big one.
Of course he does. Everybody loves me. What are you talking about?
Everybody loves Chuck.
Including Al, who, by the way, has just won a walking tour of Irvington, narrated by Charles Whitaker.
We're going to start at Yale Avenue. You gotta, see if we can make it to Loudoun Park.
You can start,
that's so, where all my friends
you can start at my...
And then we can finish up down Broadway, Fells Point. Walk past the old Apex Theater.
We can go past the old Casey Homestead.
Yeah, right there on Eldon Road.
On Eldon Road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right by the Yale Bowl.
All right. All right, I'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game. 7:51. It is 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you are a grill master, if you love cooking in your backyard, actually, that is, of course, many of us do. I do it year-round as long as it's not 6 feet of snow on my desk. But if your backyard setup is looking a little tired, head over to Town Appliance in Owings Mills right now. They've extended the biggest event of the year now through the end of the month, and you can up your game with absolute best outdoor brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox, everything you need to build that ultimate backyard grilling oasis. They have 70 top brands, and both mayors, two guys that run the place, both named Mayor, ready to help you find that perfect backyard fit. Ask about their flexible financing options. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more. More information.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, Our job is your satisfaction.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
Your news, traffic, and weather station. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Lug Nuts Johnson.
The west side outer loop, pretty much the normal drive time right now. 795 down through Liberty Road towards Route 40. Don't see anything on the beltway through there. Had a report there may be some debris on the VW Parkway southbound around the area of the beltway. It's not affecting the beltway, but if you're on the parkway southbound through there, just a heads up for that. The late wreck, several vehicles apparently involved at Four Corners at Jarrettsville Pike in the intersection there at Sweet Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous morning, nice day, low 80s, no humidity, dry. Tonight, low 60s for the low. Pretty much the same most of the weekend. Sunny and 65 right now in Parkville. It is 63 in Pikesville. 7:53, and you're listening to traffic. I'm Johnson, Casey and Company. We just did traffic and weather on the threes. That happens when I'm reading something ahead of time. Okay. Last couple of weeks, we've had these mass casualty incidents. The bus crash, MT, here in Pikesville. We've had the tractor trailer in Dundalk. And now, of course, the latest was a school bus crashing into a pharmacy on Hartford Road in Parkville. The Baltimore County Crash Team detectives have now released the first findings from that investigation of Tuesday's Parkville bus crash, saying that it was a car, a driver, that cut off the bus transporting three students from the Maryland School for the Blind. A 2017 Ford Focus was traveling south on Hartford Road around 2:25 p.m. The car drove over the center line into oncoming traffic. According to the police in a statement, the vehicle crossed into the northbound lane, entering the path of a Baltimore County Public School bus. A 2014 Nissan Altima was also struck by the Ford Focus. The bus, meanwhile, came to a rest after crashing into a commercial building. These are preliminary findings, but this is what led to the collision, according to the Baltimore County investigators. It prompted emergency crews to declare a mass casualty incident. No workers from the pharmacy were injured, but the driver of the bus, a student, and an additional adult at the scene were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Two other children, eight individuals evaluated at the scene, declined further medical treatment. So, again, you look at this, and there were reports in the MTA bus crash that there may have been a driver that cut off that MTA bus, causing it to crash into the building. That has not been confirmed. No official cause of the investigation or crash in, as part of this investigation, has been released as of yet in the MTA Pikesville crash. But, again, this is just something we were talking about earlier this week about road safety. Which was a concern last night at the Randallstown Community Center Town Hall. And, of course, that, along with juvenile crime, which they chose to hold their press conference announcing the arrest of that 16-year-old, where the politicos showed up, like Julian Jones and Kathy Klausmeier. Believe me, that was not a coincidence, folks. I don't believe in coincidences, and I'm wondering if they were directed to hold that press conference there. Or whether the Baltimore County Police decided to do it anyway, because they were there during the town hall meeting. That makes probably the most sense. In any event, the road safety here, we have people that are distracted driving. I don't know what the cause of the Ford Focus to cross the center line into the oncoming traffic. We don't know if it was distracted. We don't know if it was bad driving or whether it was something else. I'm imagining that they will have a license plate of this a 2017 Ford Focus, and they'll be able to go and interview the whoever was driving at the time. And I don't know if there were charges that can be filed in this particular case, or this is just an insurance matter. But again, a spokesperson for the Maryland School for the Blind saying that You know, each of these districts is responsible for its buses, drivers, attendants, routes, and all transportation operations. And this bus did belong to Baltimore County Public Schools. The Baltimore Sun reached out to the school district yesterday to ask about the bus's condition, how much repairs would be, and when a replacement would be provided. But a district spokesperson said they didn't have any information about the extent of the damage to the bus. They had a replacement bus would be provided. And look, there's a lot still that needs to be investigated, but that is the initial preliminary findings regarding the school bus incident in Parkville just the other day. You can reach us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Mackenzie Frost is going to join us a little bit later on this morning, and right after the 8:30 news. Mackenzie will be here to give us a preview of In Depth, which is tonight at 5:30, and we're going to talk about the interview that she had with the Secretary of Department of Juvenile Services, Betsy Fox Tolentino. That's going to be a big newsmaker, I'm thinking, a little bit later on here this morning and tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Again, we have some folks weighing in via our text message on the WCBM mobile app. I want to get some of their comments here. This is from D. Kaufman. He says, why is Julian Jones speaking at a news conference and Kathy Klossmeyer is standing there like an idiot? He's acting like he's already the county executive. That's it. That's it. Bingo. If you can project that image in the voters' minds that, hey, you're a take-charge kind of guy. Hey, I'm here. He did nothing. He did nothing to investigate this. This was all Baltimore County PD. Julian Jones just shows up and rides the coattails of the Baltimore County Police Department. So, again, it's just typical of these politicians. August says, so sick of AI and all these damn data centers. I'd like to see some people start pulling. I can't say that, August. That's that would be a bad thing. But let's get the message out about the data centers and the artificial intelligence, which I said, look, we're going to need it. There's, you know, it's like anything. The internet can be used for good and evil. All right, I want to tell you about Elegant Kitchen and Design. Go see my good friend Mike right now if you're in the market to redesign your kitchen. They've got kitchen cabinets. They've got countertops, granite, quartz, quartzite, you name it. Affordable prices, great craftsmanship. Their showroom is on Joppa Road. Check out their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Speaking to reporters in the Philippines, Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. attacks on Iran are a response to Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz.
Commercial ships are going through the straits and they're being blown up. The United States is defending that shipping and, in addition, is targeting the places that are launching against those ships to continue to degrade Iran's ability to target and harm global shipping.
Rubio spoke at the start of the annual meeting in the Philippine capital, Manila, with counterparts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations who have expressed alarm over the fighting in the Middle East. Liberal New Jersey Governor Mike Sherrill admits more than 6,000 non-U.S. citizens are on the state voter rolls. She says they were incorrectly registered when they applied for a driver's license. The Democrat governor claims 400 of them ended up voting in elections. President Trump says this episode underscores the need to pass the Save America Act, which requires voter ID and proof of citizenship.
President Trump is calling on Senate Republicans to take up a major rules change as he pushes for the SAVE Act.
What they should do? Very simple. A lot of you don't know about filibuster. They should terminate the filibuster and approve everything. Because the Democrats are going to do it. The Democrats are going to terminate the filibuster as soon as they have a chance.
The White House says election integrity remains a top priority for the administration. Willie Nelson, Washington.
Tropical storm Bertha turning toward Texas early today after making landfall over Louisiana on Wednesday, then heading offshore again. It continued to bring rain to a large swath of the northern Gulf Coast. Bertha moving westward and is expected to make landfall along the northwestern Gulf Coast later today, bringing rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of new accidents in the city. Pulaski Highway westbound. It looks like it's between North Point Road and Armistead Way. So heads up for that on the westbound side. And then Boston Street and Clinton Street over on the southeast side. That one also was minor. We mentioned earlier this morning that a tree had fallen. Apparently some wires came down with it in the area of Old Bosley Road at Pot Spring Road. So it's going to be a detour there with the crews working in that area. Construction delays, Harford County, they're there pretty much every day. Northbound 95 at Route 24. And again, Baltimore County is working at the scene of this wreck at Jarrettsville Pike at Sweet Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice day ahead of us. Blue skies and sunshine, plus refreshing with temperatures in the less humid low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Hampstead, 71 at the Kent Narrows at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that for months, Governor Wes Moore has said very little about his intentions. But during a speech this past weekend in Washington, D.C., the governor may have shown his hand. Moore on July 19th was in D.C. speaking at the annual convention for the American Federation of Teachers, the second largest teachers union in the United States. And during his roughly 30-minute speech, Moore addressed a number of issues impacting education, including the 2025 passage of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. When property owners call Sanchez DeAndre Lewis, they're often already locked out. The Maryland contractor, known as Mikey, says unauthorized occupants have halted renovation projects, presented leases that owners and property managers do not recognize, and prevented his crews from entering houses they were hired to clean or repair. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 476, the pick 4, 7452. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. The midterms are looming, and it's up to us, you and me, to get the truth out. The vast differences between progressives and conservatives is so obvious that you wouldn't think it was necessary to point out the obvious. Anyone with a lick of common sense should be able to see it, but as the saying goes, common sense isn't all that common. As long as I'm quoting old sayings, I'll give you another one. You can't fix stupid. I don't know if there's enough time to educate those folks, but there is time to inform the ignorant. Jesus said to know the truth would set us free, and you and I know that works. But we have to be honest like a dog on a bone. Point out to the uninformed that our major cities today are run by liberal Democrats. And if they want the entire country to look like those cities, then vote for more Democrats. Then look deeply into their eyes to see if the light came on. If nobody's home, move on to the next one. Time's a-wasting, and you can't fix stupid. You can access our Moments of Truth at cubhillchurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Derber, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, it was a day-night split for the Orioles last night, and history was denied.
Base hit here, and you're up 3-0.
Swinging a line drive, and here comes the 3-0.
Endes scores. Henderson O'Neill coming down the line. He's going to score on a two-run base hit from Dylan Beavers.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers, two-out, two-run single, keying a four-run first last night for Baltimore as the O's snapped that 15-game Red Sox winning streak behind Kyle Bradish. 5-1 was the final last night at Fenway Park. Meanwhile, game one was just the opposite. Saw Dean Kramer implode in the first.
Line drive in the right field. That's down for another hit. Off into the corner. That's going to score two. Contreras is home. Durbin is home. Duran into third, and he's going to dive in there with a triple.
Jared Duran's two-run triple. That call was courtesy of Dave O'Brien on the New England Sports Network. Capped a Red Sox four-run first, and the Birds, despite out-hitting Boston, would go just 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position and could never recover. 6-3 was the final. Red Sox win the series 2-1. Meanwhile, Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham not backing down on her stance regarding transgender participation in women's sports. In fact, she's doubling down.
I mean, I think I said what I said. I think it's kind of common sense. And I think I'll always believe in that. I think it's really important to protect children, and that's little girls who are also involved in that category. And so I stand on what I said, and I always believe that.
And local sports blotter news, a former Baltimore high school basketball star has been indicted on felony kidnapping and assault charges. Court records show that Jason Sharp, 36 years of age, has been held without bond for a month after city police reported chasing him with his girlfriend in his vehicle. Sharp graduated from Lake Clifton High School in 2009, the same year he helped lead its basketball team to an undefeated season and a state championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, the quarterback who can't fit into his Corvette. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Those are the contact numbers you can call, contribute, comment on any of the topics we have been discussing this morning. You can email us am680 at WCVM.com. You can text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Just checking it right now. Yeah, got a couple of texts we can read to you. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, is now out there promoting amnesty as he runs for Minnesota governor. So we'll take a look at that story. New presidential poll out. We'll tell you who leads, both the Democrats and Republicans. Mackenzie Frost will be here talking about her interview with Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino. Top story here today, Wes Moore. At it again. If you missed our 6 o'clock hour, he is now called Bibi Netanyahu a war criminal. That probably won't endear him to some in the Jewish community, but maybe the vast majority don't care. But we'll say that's just reckless and irresponsible for any governor to pronounce that based on the ICC. But the latest is, will Maryland opt into a new education scholarship program created last year by the federal government? And again, this was done during Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, which passed last year. And again, this is called the Federal Scholarship Tax Credit. Starting next year, individual taxpayers can receive a tax credit up to $1,700 a year for contributing to an IRS-approved scholarship-granting organization. Eligible families can then apply for and receive K-12 education scholarships from an approved SGO. Covers a wide range of academic needs, private school tuition, tutoring, after-school programs, classroom supplies, textbooks, etc. But in order to be eligible to get the funds from a scholarship-granting organization, state governors must opt into the program. Both Republicans and Democrats have opted in already, according to the IRS. Maryland is not one of them. And maybe it's because the governor owes his very existence to teachers' unions.
And buried inside that bill is a tax scheme that makes public funding and takes public funding and steers it towards private schools.
And that is, of course, now they won't. Now the governor's office confirmed to Project Baltimore that statement was in reference to a provision in the BBB known as the Federal Scholarship Tax Credit. And remember, again, all of these, the AFT, the NEA, the MCEA, they all came out and endorsed Wes Moore. It was like on day one that he was launching his campaign. I think they were even present on the day he launched his campaign. So he owes a lot. In fact, probably most of his first term to the teachers union. So how is a governor of the state of Maryland going to opt into a program that he's now categorized as a tax scheme? So there's your hint right there that Maryland is not going to do it. I think it's a great disservice. I understand you disagree with the policy. Maybe you don't like the policy, but there are a lot of people in Maryland that would like to have a federal scholarship tax credit and would like maybe to deduct some of them, take this credit so they can deduct some of their private school tuition or whatever the case may be. And you are doing a disservice to those Marylanders. We're not saying you're advocating for it. We're not saying that you have to agree with it. You're just opting in that allow Marylanders to access this program if they choose to. But no, they'd much rather take your tax dollars and waste it and misspend it on stuff like the Blueprint for the Future and other educational paybacks to the teachers' unions, which have not really paid off in any way, shape, or form to the education of Maryland children. Get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 813. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. The King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we finally had a chance to come back down to Annapolis. We didn't think we had any problems for a while, and we do not. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Absolutely beautiful right now. Getting onto the Bay Bridge, the sky is blue. Everything is lovely there. And then we're clear through Sandy Point over to Ritchie Highway, the Seven River Bridge, top of the hill. The morning backup is there, but that's normal. I-97 southbound at Route 32. The new wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway westbound after North Point Road. There's a new wreck also just came in from Baltimore County on Beaver Dam Road in Cockeysville. Get the cross street on that as soon as I can. Wires down, tree down, traffic light out in the area. The traffic light was out at Delaney Valley Road at Old Bosley. The tree actually came down at Old Bosley Road at Pot Spring Road. Still hurting a little bit from some earlier problems at both the harbor tunnels and the ongoing construction. You know, you've heard me say it for years. These guys work northbound on 95 at Route 24. They built the Great Wall of China faster than they have finished this construction on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not a good sign for the Key Bridge as well, right?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Let's push it back another year.
Yeah, we desperately need it, too. This traffic is all as a result of it.
Look, I mean, you know, from day one, it's havoc.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It happens, it just really gets out of hand very quickly.
All right, Chuck, stay tuned. We'll see you in a couple of your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 80s, less humidity, and tonight low 60s. Pretty much the same for most of the rest of the weekend. So enjoy this nice stretch of weather in mid to late July. Right now, 72 and cloudy in Ocean City, 67 under sunny skies in downtown Baltimore. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem at Fort McHenry, time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and tell them I told you to call. Well, we have been, during this, segment, introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. None of them died as a result of their signature, but before the war was over, five would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, and 17 would lose the entire fortunes. None of the 56 would ever renounce the cause of independence of their own free will. The third Maryland signer to the Declaration, Thomas Stone, son of David and Elizabeth Jennifer Stone, born into a distinguished Maryland family. Little is known about his early life, but he did attend private school. He studied law with Thomas Johnson in Annapolis. He was admitted to the bar at the age of 21, began a practice in Frederick, Maryland. Stone was chosen to serve on the Charles County Committee in 1773, and a year later, a member of Maryland's provisional government known as the Annapolis Convention. In 1775, Thomas Stone, soon again after the battles of Lexington and Concord, the convention sent him to the Second Continental Congress. However, he and his fellow delegates were given strict instructions to arrive at a happy settlement and lasting amity with the mother country. They were not to vote for any proposition declaring independence. By 1776, Stone conceded that war was likely. He wrote to a friend, "You know, my heart wishes for peace upon terms of security and justice to America, but war, anything is preferable to the surrender of our rights." And as the debates began over independence, he admitted that the die is cast. The fatal stab is given to any further connection between this country and Britain, except in relation of conqueror and vanquished, which I can't think of without horror and indignation. So a few days before the vote on Richard Henry Lee's resolution, the Maryland government lifted its restrictions against independence. Stone, along with his fellow Maryland delegates, were free to vote yes on the resolution, and they did. They would also sign Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. Later on, Stone would remain in Congress, serving on the committee to draft the Articles of Confederation. He would eventually return to Maryland, where he accepted an appointment to the Maryland Senate. Unfortunately, his wife, Margaret, bad reaction to a smallpox vaccine. She became ill, and then he would give up his public life entirely, including his law practice, to take better care of his wife. By 1787, her condition had worsened to the point where she did pass. And he took a trip after his wife's death, and he traveled to Alexandria, Egypt, planning to sail there from England. But on October 5th, just 4 months after his wife, Margaret, had passed, Thomas Stone passed away as well. Friends believed he had died of a broken heart. And that's a look at America 250 today.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
And joining us now is Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John.
So what is it that finally makes someone pick up the phone and call you?
I mean, in some cases, it's a specific event, like something goes wrong with the house, maybe there's no more credit cards to work with, or a line of credit is maxed out. But most of the times what I hear is this: I don't want to leave my home. I love living here, but I need to do something because there's more bills than money. And then he finally kind of look at it and say, hey, my house is worth a lot of money. Why not use some of this equity that's just sitting there? I mean, I can always sell my house and move later if I want, but the extra money now is going to help me stay here. And they kind of come to the realization that if I had this extra money, living here would be a lot easier. That's when most people call me.
Yeah, and if someone's listening right now and they keep telling themselves things are going to get better, they're going to get better, I don't really need to do anything, and eventually it'll turn itself around, what do you say to that?
I mean, I find financially things don't get better on their own. You know, maybe some other things, but financially it usually doesn't. When there's only so much money coming in each month and you can't control what everything costs, the only way to make it better is to get more money in the door. I mean, it's kind of that simple. I mean, getting a regular loan just creates another payment, which doesn't solve anything. That's what makes the reverse mortgage a lot different. I mean, you can get the money out of the property without adding a single monthly payment. And that's how you really, you know, change the equation. Get some more money in the door.
What does life actually look like for someone after they do the reverse mortgage?
I mean, the clients I work with, you know, find real relief. I mean, I meet people from all different financial situations. But the common denominator is always the same. There's a lot of money going out the door and not enough coming in. And there, you know, a lot of people say to me, I'm not living the retirement I planned on. I mean, once we put the reverse mortgage in place, we're eliminating mortgage payments, we're paying off debts, and we're putting more money in people's pocket each month. And what life looks like is pretty simple. I mean, a better financial picture with more breathing room. And a lot of people tell me they got a little bit of a peace of mind now, knowing that they don't have to worry about that money anymore. And, you know, what makes a difference is they pick up the phone and make the call.
And how do they do that? What's that phone number?
It's 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, Mark. Great information. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man. To now, Mr. Softy Johnson on the latest traffic weather on the threes.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. Nice to meet you once again in your presence. I'm a lying fool, as you know that.
Yeah. You're the ice cream man.
I don't deny that.
Yeah.
You can't lick them.
That's right. The
outer loop of the Beltway is a little bit slow here yet as you're coming down from 795 through Liberty Road. It looks like after we get through I-70 that it's a little bit slow there as well. There's a truck stopped on the right side on the shoulder just south of I-70. They might be looking at that, and then we're slow from there down through the ramps at Route 40. JFX has really had no problems. We're still looking at delays. It's been heavy. Had an accident way early this morning on 895 on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Never really recovered. That's still backed up. 95 is slow, but at least we're going through the tunnels on the southbound side. New wreck on Bel Air Road, just south of the Beltway. They're working on the wreck at Jarrettsville Pike at Sweet Air Road. The traffic light is out at Old Bosley Road and Delaney Valley Road because the tree is down at Old Bosley Road at Pot Spring Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny day today, highs in the low 80s, less humidity, overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow on the weekend will stay sunny, highs in the 80s and less humidity as well. And right now we're looking at a gorgeous morning. It is sunny, 67, downtown Baltimore, 68 in Dundalk. Susan has texted in and actually emailed. No, texted. That's right. Vaccines, she writes, in 1787. The first, again, there were a lot of early smallpox vaccines that were not successful. They had identified the disease. They were trying to eradicate it. And there were a lot of early vaccines that were not, including the one that Thomas Stone's wife received in 1787. The first successful one, according to our AI this morning, Edward Jenner, in May of 1796, he discovered that inoculating a patient with fluid from a cowpox sore safety conferred immunity against the much deadlier smallpox virus. So, but there were a lot of experimental vaccines that were they used to think that bloodletting was and leeches and so on and so forth. There was a lot of stuff that went on early on in the medical world as far as that goes. All right, take 25, and coming up, we've got Mackenzie Frost in about 10 minutes or so on her big interview tonight in depth with the Betsy Fox Tolentino, Secretary of Department of Juvenile Services. Stay tuned for that. We've been talking about the special session a lot here as we're 10 days away, and again, there may or may not be an ability to challenge whether other bills can be introduced, other topics can be discussed at this special session, which is scheduled to go August 3 through August 5 at the General Insane Asylum Part 2 in 2026. And I don't know, so we'll have to wait and see if that can be legally challenged or not. But one of the things that did want to come up was the juvenile crime that is exploding throughout the entire state of Maryland, these teen takeovers, these meetups, whatever you want to call them. The Maryland Sheriff's Association and the Maryland Municipal League asking state leaders to use this special session to address the social media organized takeovers. But so far, the Electric Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick, along with Wes Moore, are just strictly on redistricting, which may or may not be legal. I mean, it's a, I don't know for a fact. It's a question that's being raised by some on the in the Maryland GOP. So the groups wrote to the governor seeking support for legislation targeting people who knowingly organize or promote unlawful gatherings that result in violence, property damage, or major public safety disruptions, according to Worcester County Sheriff Matt Cristofoli. He said, quote, our goal is to have this discussed in the special session. We've been advised that this will not be a topic of conversation in this special legislative session. And this request, following concerns, we've seen this now, Towson Town Center, we've seen it, and White Marsh Mall, I think there was, again, at AFRAM, there was there were problems, and then Ocean City. These are loosely organized gatherings that draw crowds to street, beaches, and businesses with little warning. And again, the gatherings themselves are not illegal, but police are saying that these tightly packed crowds with the infusion of alcohol, weed, etc., in some cases illegal firearms, can quickly lead to disorder, violence, and the need for a larger emergency response. But again, as I've said, Democrats don't care about that. All they care about is keeping juvenile thugs out of jail, be it adult jail or be it the juvenile detention center. That's all they care about. And the rest of it is, again, they throw caution to the wind on all of that. Recent episodes of these spontaneous pop-ups organized through Snapchat and other social media over the 4th of July weekend. Large groups moved again. And some of this means they have these, some of these groups, they break off and they loot stores. They break off from, they hide among the crowd. They break off, I've been told by my police sources. And then they go and they loot the stores. And then they go back in and mix in with the crowd, making it difficult to identify. It really can. It's not just an organized teen takeover. It's a form of organized crime. And that's why these sheriffs and the mayors of these cities are asking for some kind of relief here with legislation, but that will fall on deaf ears, because if it doesn't advance Westmore's presidential ambitions, it's not going to be discussed at this session whatsoever. Keep that in mind. All right, coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45 at 5:30, and she's interviewing us. Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino. We'll talk to her about that interview and more in just a moment. It's coming up on 8:30, and usually that means time for a couple of news headlines. We'll get those for just a second from Maggie Hunter. Stay tuned for our feel-good news segment of the day. Wait to hear Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. He's running for governor in Minnesota. He's out with a proposal that will create a mass amnesty, and that's not a good thing for a lot of folks that support Mike Lindell. All right, let's get the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that homicide detectives are investigating after a woman was shot and killed in West Baltimore Wednesday night. According to the police, on July 22nd, around 9:19 p.m., officers were near the 2600 block of Pennsylvania Avenue in Penn North when they heard discharging of a firearm and received a shot spotter alert. Officers located a 36-year-old woman suffering from gunshot wounds. Officers provided aid to the victim, and she was transported to an area hospital for treatment. Despite life-saving measures, the victim was pronounced dead a short time later. And a new state audit found Maryland improperly continued providing public assistance benefits to a lottery winner and incarcerated people, while uncovering a series of repeat management failures that auditors say have gone unaddressed for years. The Office of Legislative Audits reviewed the Department of Human Services Family Investment Administration, which oversees nearly $1.9 billion in public assistance programs serving roughly 1 million Marylanders each year. Among the audit's most striking findings, auditors discovered a recipient who won a $2 million Maryland Lottery Prize in July 2023 continued receiving supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits until February 2026. And detectives are investigating the shooting of a 16-year-old boy in northeast Baltimore on Wednesday night, according to authorities. On July 22nd at around 7:17 p.m., officers responded to the 5900 block of Bowley's Lane in the Frankfurt neighborhood for a reported shooting. It's 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so both the tunnels southbound are still in the area of about a 10-minute delay. 895 from around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 is still backed up right after Eastern Avenue through O'Donnell Street and then eventually through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are open after that. 95 right here at Camden Yards at 395 and Russell Street. All the lanes are open. And then 895 south, you're on your way after the toll plaza at Child Street, and you work your way towards Anne Arundel County or Howard County. Late slowing on the Beltway, typical ride there. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice day ahead of us. Blue skies and sunshine, plus refreshing with temperatures in the less humid low 80s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the O's will have to settle for that doubleheader split yesterday in salvaging just the final game of the three-game set in Boston. Coming back to Baltimore, three games under 500 at 50-53. Manager Albernez after last night's nightcap.
A split doubleheader, you know, it's always, I would say it's tough, but, you know, you play one game and then there's a lull and get back out there. And, you know, proud of our guys coming out, be ready to go from pitch one. And
Birds are off today. They welcome the Braves in for three beginning tomorrow night at Camden Yards. Trevor Rogers will be the scheduled starter for Baltimore. Meanwhile, there was another doubleheader split yesterday, this one in New York.
And this ball lined to right field, to the wall, and clear the deck! Cannonball coming! Gonzo coming!
Brett Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, first of two on the day for the young Jacob Gonzalez as the Pirates take care of the Yanks 5-3 in Game 1, but Max Fried shuts down Pittsburgh in the nightcap 2-1. New York was the final. Ravens open the castle doors for their rookies tomorrow as the team begins to filter in for summer camp 2026. Here's the message that owner Steve Bisciotti gave the team at the end of the OTAs in June.
I want to make something pretty simple. It's really simple. What do you think Derrick Henry's doing for the next 5 weeks? You're training and you're loving family. You're loving up your family. Give them the time that you might not be able to give them starting in August.
A veterans report on Tuesday. The first practice will be Wednesday, the 29th. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chiefs released new renderings yesterday for their stadium to replace Arrowhead. The Dome Stadium, now in Kansas, not Missouri, will set taxpayers back $3 billion, that's with a B, slated to open in 2031. And speaking of Super Bowl winners, more from Ravens Super Bowl winning quarterback Joe Flacco, one of the subjects of the third season of the show Quarterback that's now available on Netflix. Flacco in his garage talking about the Corvette he was awarded for being Super Bowl MVP back in 2013.
As you can see, it's been in this garage. I think it's been in here for probably 5 years. It's kind of like a little trophy. I mean, you keep your trophies stuffed in the attic somewhere, and this is just a bigger version of that. we are not getting in this car right now because we have no idea where the key is. The doors don't just open. There is no handle. It's all like touch operated or something.
Later, Flacco remarked he couldn't even fit in the vehicle anyway. This show is definitely worth the watch if you get a chance. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stat on Sports.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Once again, Thursday morning, it is time to check in with Mackenzie Frost, government investigative reporter for Fox 45. She goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. You know, we've got a story here this morning, and you're reporting on it as well, of a 16-year-old now who has been charged in the Gwin Oak double murder. And you have people that claim they're taken aback by this, but we've had a front row seat to the explosion of juvenile crime of late. And I know you're sitting down with Betsy Fox Tolentino, the Department of Juvenile Services Secretary, on In-Depth tonight. So we look at this, and every day there's a headline about, you know, juvenile crime in the state of Maryland, in the city of Baltimore, and yet we don't seem to be making any headway. What are your big takeaways from this interview tonight?
You know, I think that there seems to be a disconnect from what people on the ground and in communities feel and say about this situation and what leaders within some state agencies say about this, because it's been years now of people feeling like juvenile crime isn't getting better. It's getting worse, according to some people. We've seen some examples of some high-profile incidents, and yet we routinely are told that the data shows that your reality isn't happening, and that the data shows that juvenile crime is improving, and that they believe the metrics show that the programs and services are working. And so it's this significant disconnect that I'm just not sure, you know, when or how it will be resolved.
So when you say that, and or I guess maybe the DGS secretary is claiming that the data shows that juvenile crime is getting better, not worse. Is there empirical evidence? Are they offering again real data to back up this claim?
So they often point to the number of, you know, repeat offenders coming through and how many times, like, the, you know, recidivism points. But the secretary did say that she recognizes that there is some repeat offender issue and that there are, you know, kids that have had touches with the DJS before coming back through. And I think that for some people, that underscores perhaps what they're doing isn't working, because why do they keep coming back? And we talked a lot about ankle monitors and how often we've heard from law enforcement say that they are tracking kids to scenes of other crimes by using their coordinates from a GPS monitor that they're already wearing. And why is that happening? And, you know, the secretary says, well, ankle monitors aren't used as deterrents. That's not the point of them. And I think that a lot of people would say, well, then what is the point of them?
Yeah, absolutely. And in the case of the 16-year-old in this Gwin Oak double murder, again, he's been identified by Baltimore County Police as, I think, Maurice James, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maurice James Jr. He's going to be charged as an adult being held without bond. Do we know if he has a juvenile record?
I don't know that. I don't think that has necessarily been put out there yet. And that is something that, you know, DJS isn't going to say. And this is often, you know, the shielded by privacy laws and all of that continues to be another point of contention and frustration for a lot of people. because we often don't know, right? We don't know the history. We don't know kind of the backstory for a lot of these kids. And unless somebody says something or it comes out in court or it's in a transcript, that's when we kind of find out.
So you said something interesting there. Again, the DJS, is it their obligation, responsibility to reveal that? I'm not saying the name of the individual, but it just if they have a record, right. or is it BPD's responsibility?
You know, police are the ones that have typically said, you know, something like that. They will say phrases like, you know, he has a history known to officers, kind of something like that. And then usually when we go to court, if it's open and it's, you know, also in the adult court system, that's when we learn more details about the history, because it is, you know, an attorney will say it or the judge will talk to an attorney about, you know, various programs that the kid has been through before or how many times they've been arrested or, you know, the different dispositions that have perhaps been given from previous instances.
Typically, I think we think of juveniles as 16, 17-year-olds, but we've seen a disturbing phenomenon and trend that 11 and 12-year-olds now are carrying firearms that are carjacking. Keep that in mind. I want to ask you if she is addressing that problem at all. We're going to break briefly for traffic, and then we'll come back with that question. With Mackenzie Frost, in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Let's go get an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Parkville side of the Beltway is improving just a bit, but it's still a little sluggish around Hartford Road over towards Providence Road, the interloop through Greenspring. The last time we checked, and we're going there right now, was also busy, but a lot of pacing between the traffic, so not a big deal going down the hill to the JFX and then over towards 83. And on the west side, off and on, we've been backed up through the ramps at Liberty Road and heading south from there towards I-70. So it's still a little bit more stop and go, but again, some gaps in the traffic, and we're moving after Route 40 down the hill towards I-95. Both the tunnels are still at least 10, maybe 15-minute delays right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Just a beautiful morning and a gorgeous weekend unfolding right now. Sunny today, low 80s, dry, less humidity. Pretty much the same for Friday and Saturday. Sunshine and 70 in Pasadena at 67 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline, Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost tonight going in-depth at 5:30. She sat down with Betsy Fox Tolentino, Department of Juvenile Services Secretary. Does the Secretary realize that the trend is we're getting younger and younger? And does she have any program, or is she addressing that issue on how to stop it or reverse that trend?
You know, it's interesting because how many times have we heard about, you know, from prosecutors, the lack of programming available, for, you know, within DJS? And that was their part of their whole argument about why they didn't believe the Youth Charging Reform Act was a good idea. And the secretary kind of pushes back on all of that and argues that they have enough programming and that they're always, there's always room for growth, but the programs and services that's available now is adequate. And I just think that, again, that kind of goes back to the disconnect, because you're right, we have seen more and more young people, and handguns, you know, are being carried more frequently. And, you know, maybe they're not using them in the commission of a crime, but they have them on their person. And that's going to be part of the Youth Charging Reform Act. You know, 16 and 17-year-olds will start in the juvenile system if they're picked up for just wearing or having a firearm or a weapon. And I think that she argues that that's how it should be, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Does she define, when we keep hearing this term, wraparound services, does she define what exactly they are? What kind of services are these wayward youths receiving?
It depends, and I think it is a little hard to define, and that goes to more of the frustration from people because they don't really know what these kids are getting. And a lot of these programs are offered in the community. They're not necessarily like in a DJS facility. They're nonprofits kind of providing this, and sometimes it's mentoring, sometimes it's more rigid programming, and that's where we see some of the ankle monitor use too. Sometimes after a disposition, we have some new data on how many kids are wearing ankle monitors while they're waiting for a court hearing or after they've been kind of received their sentence, if you will. And they just, the use of ankle monitors paired with these programs, DJS believes is the best route.
Well, again, we'd have to really take a deep dive in the data to see if that's accurate or not. But another controversial thing that the secretary was recently involved in was recommending a very lenient sentence for a 13-year-old that was accused and found guilty of raping 2 6-year-old girls. And it was her recommendation that the judge followed. And again, basically a slap on the wrist and putting them back into that same environment in which the rapes occurred. Did you ask her about that?
I did. I did ask her about that. And, you know, she stepped back and was like, we can't talk about the case. You know, anyone talking about specifics could be breaking the law, and we have to respect the privacy. And she said that, you know, this ultimately comes back to her point is that the judge made the decision. The judge made the decision to do that. DJS doesn't decide to do that. That was the judge. But she wouldn't really talk about anything else surrounding the case. And that was, I mean, that case made headlines everywhere. It was all over the news, all over social media. Everyone was talking about it. And I think that really exemplifies the frustration is how could a 13-year-old who was found guilty of this horrendous crime be returned to the home wearing an ankle monitor? And she's like, the judge decided.
Yeah, but does she admit that it was based on her recommendation?
She just says, we present the facts and the judge makes a decision. They could decide not to do that. They could decide anything they want.
Yeah, that's we used to call that passing the buck back in the day. Do you think after you sat down, because you know, with first it was Vinny Schiraldi, now it's Betsy Fox Tolentino. Do you think this was a change for the better?
I do think that there has been some change, and I think you know the change in ankle monitor policy last July was you know a step in a different direction than I think we would have gotten from Schiraldi. But I also think that people are growing frustrated, and the communities want to see more of a change. And I think it's also difficult when you have laws, you know, that are being made and implemented, and the agency has to follow them. But I don't think that there's necessarily been a significant change to the point where people feel comfortable in the direction of the department.
The Maryland Sheriff's Association is asking that this special session take up the topic and of the teen takeovers that have been all the way from Baltimore down to Ocean City, and they were told, nope, it's just going to be about redistricting. Do you know anything about if those protocols allow them to just keep it to a single subject, or can they force it?
No, they can't. I mean, the presiding officers have the authority to just, you know, kind of pick and choose the topics, and it's up to them to bring bills to the floor, whether it's in a special session or regularly scheduled programming. And, you know, we kind of saw that with redistricting in the first session, in the regular session, where the Senate president didn't bring it up. And so they made their point. They drew the line in the sand. They were very clear that nothing else would be discussed. You know, I think that a lot of it has to do with timing. It's going to be 3 days. A lot of people don't want to be back in Annapolis in the summer anyway. But I do think that people are irritated that they're doing a special session for redistricting when so many people in Maryland necessarily don't believe that that's the right approach, while they're also dealing with juvenile crime concerns, utility prices that are continuing to go up, and everything else. And so I understand why people are mad about that.
Indeed. Tonight, in-depth, Fox 45 at 5:30 with Mackenzie Frost will be tuned in. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
All right. 8:50, 10 before the hour. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. 16-year-old Illinois guy named Randy Gerlach saw a car in a ditch on his way to work earlier this month. And even though other cars were just driving by, he stopped, turned around, went back to check it out. Turns out the female driver inside was unconscious, so he called 911.
I wasn't sure if something actually happened or if they just kind of accidentally went too far on the shoulder and just went in. So I turned around in town because I figured by then if it was an accident and they didn't mean to, they would have been gone by then. Called the 911, did what they told me and just went through the whole thing until they got here. Mostly just right place at the right time, and then that I actually did the right thing and not just kept going.
Emergency crews did come out. She's going to survive. Doctor said if Randy had arrived just 20 minutes later, the woman likely would not have made it. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, last traffic and weather on the threes. Report with Mr. Softy himself.
Give it a break. Give me a headache for God's sakes. 95 northbound Harford County. That construction area keeps us slow even through the midday. They work during the day. They don't do too much overnight, I don't think. But northbound 95, they knock down at least one lane right here at Route 24. 76-mile marker northbound. Every once in a while, we get almost a mile back up through there on the northbound side. Late slowing on the Beltway still there through Parkville to Towson.
Sorry about the confusion, yes.
Oh, excuse me?
My mistake.
I understand it was. That's why I said it. The interloop at Green Spring is still slow. Over to the JFX, the west side is still 795 with a heavy slow traffic all the way down through Frederick Road. They're still working on a tree down. The traffic light is out at Old Bosley Road at Delaney Valley Road. The tree was down at the top of the hill at Pot Spring Road. And there is some leftover heavy traffic, mainly south on 95 towards the Capitol Beltway. Several minor wrecks on the outer loop in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. See you tomorrow. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunshine today, low 80s, less humidity, nice and dry, beautiful weather the next couple of days. It's going to be get outside, right? Sunny, 75 right now in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next at 9 o'clock. Good morning, Kim.
Good work, Sean. How are you?
We are doing fine. Thanks.
Of course, we're going to talk about the latest suspect has been arrested in the shooting of the two siblings in Gwen Oak. We were just talking about this again yesterday, Sean. Right. Such a sad, tragic story. And then to find out the suspect arrested is a juvenile.
16 years old.
But I did note that Chief McCullough mentioned once again, he's doing it now. It's a pattern. He's mentioning the laws in Annapolis making his job harder. So I thought, okay, he did it after the Baltimore County Public Safety meeting with Keith Daniels from Fox 45, and he did it again at the press conference yesterday. I don't know what it's going to take for these legislators to understand that they are the problem, but I hope it's sometime soon.
Well, I don't think they're going to get that, because yesterday was used as a political grandstanding moment by Julian Jones and Kathy Klossmeyer.
I cannot take it. But you know what? It's a good thing, because I hope people saw just how incompetent they sounded standing there. Julian Jones made this comment. I watched it twice.
He was taken aback.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
How are you taken aback?
Where have you been?
Yeah, he said, how did a juvenile get his hands on the gun? Really?
crazy.
Anyways, we're going to talk about the latest on that. Of course, we're also going to talk about Trump and the rally yesterday. He was talking about the oil in Venezuela. Good news there. And then we're going to talk about some local stories. I did note that the police commissioner said that they are, in fact, cracking down on the dirt bikes. And apparently, they're checking IDs in Fells Point. Starting this weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a DUI checkpoint coming up at the Inner Harbor. I'm wondering if that's a dirt bike checkpoint.
Well, I saw that one, but then also the mayor commented about the photo IDs being checked in Fells Point at a certain time of night. I don't know exactly what time they're looking for, but even just to make sure that there aren't juveniles that are standing out there. So you know what? That's good news. At least they're trying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we hope there's actual real action there, not just window dressing.
Exactly.
All right, stay tuned for Cam. Always informative, entertaining, right after the 9 o'clock news. Mike Lindell, you remember him, the pillow guy? Who's, again, a big favorite guest of Steve Bannon on the War Room. And he's running for governor in Minnesota. And he's the Republican primary is coming up, I think. Michelle Tafoya, I know, leads for Senate there. But I guess maybe he's running to the center. And maybe he'll govern from the right. I don't know. But this kind of shocked everybody that he was advocating an amnesty program for illegals in Minnesota.
Here's what I propose is I want to make conditional non-resident visas. And this would be, I'm going to actually talk to the president about this, but I want to start with Minnesota. These conditional non-resident visas, you would have 6 months. Anyone's here that is an illegal immigrant comes in, you get checked in the courthouse, you get fingerprinted, you get checked in to get this conditional non-resident visa. Now you have 6 months to do that. You're not a citizen, but you don't have to leave ever.
Now, that's amnesty. You can call it whatever you want, but that is amnesty for all the illegal aliens. And maybe they're for that in Minnesota, but the rest of the country, not so much. So there you have it. The latest University of New Hampshire poll out has got the leading Democrat candidate, believe it or not, is AOC. And again, the Democrat socialist slash communist movement is taking over the Democrat Party, especially with younger demographics. She gets apparently 22% of the support, edging out Pete Buttigieg at 21%. Kamala Harris, 5%. Gavin Newsom, Mark Kelly, Bernie Sanders, all less than 10% each. So right now, according to University of New Hampshire, it's AOC. On the Republican side of that equation, J.D. Vance leads with 36%. Marco Rubio, number two, at 26% support. Other GOP candidates all scored less than 10%, led by Senator Rand Paul, who gets 8% of the vote. And, yeah, they're still floating Nikki Haley's name out there as well. Good luck with that. Nobody wants Nikki Haley, as far as I'm concerned. But there you have it. AOC jumping out to a strong lead. Gavin Newsom is dropping like a rock in all these polls. I did see another poll where Kamala Harris did better, but Gavin Newsom, he's got a long way to go, that's for sure. All right, stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news, and then we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. We urge you to start nice and early with us and stay for the whole 3 hours. Appreciate you tuning in today. Till tomorrow morning, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.